slightly taller, but not quite as good looking as Eddie Van Halen. This is The Perfect Pour.
We're not as good looking as Eddie's not the best looking
girl. We're taller. But we're taller.
We're at least taller. Well, some of us are. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. Yay. And my mic is super hot. I'm Mikey.
Mike Hot Mikey.
Hot Mike.
that was the
hot
Nick.
Hot Mike Mikey. I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer, our craft beer show. We're going to give you beers to look out for, talk about some beer culture, listen to listeners call us about things about beer, and we have beer music, all the things that craft beer should have. Any respectable indie beer podcast should have.
And nothing else at all. That is completely it for this episode.
We're done explaining all the things.
We're good.
Oh my gosh. Well, we've had like a few episodes where no guests. We calmed things, like things are all crazy.
Calmed it down.
So we're like, all right, let's step it up a notch again.
Yep.
Let's piss off some people. Everything got calm and everyone's like, yeah, I like the show. It's nice now. We're like, oh, fuck that. We need to piss off some people.
Well, maybe you guys like the show.
Uh-oh. Rad Stacy's here. She's back again. But it's not a clam jam.
No, I don't know if I'm the jam or the clam, but I'm here.
That has yet to be determined.
Depends on the day.
Ah.
What's up, Tyler?
Oh, my God. Tyler.
Who?
The man. The legend, Tyler from Libertine Brewing.
All right.
Welcome back, Tyler.
Thanks, Mikey.
From one of the most infamous episodes ever. Whoa, the red light. Matt just turned on the red light in here. What does that mean?
Abort. Abort.
From the Tyler versus Tony Bags episode. The greatest beer indie beer discussion of all time.
And Tony may be coming back.
Nah. There's rumors. Here? Tony Bags is circling the area. He's waiting for a proper moment to land.
He's got his chopper out.
Yeah,
there.
Newscopter one flying around.
So you never know. There may be a special guest or two that could stop in.
Yeah, and I'm officially on vacation wearing a Libertine shirt and not sure what I'm going to talk about. So
wow.
Whoa.
You're on vacation. You're not on the clock.
I'm not on the clock.
The New Belgium clock.
It's kind of scary, actually.
So we got New Belgium in the house.
Sounds like she's the jam tonight.
Off the clock in Belgium.
I'm getting married this weekend.
She's
to somebody.
In 24 hours.
Whoever wants to marry.
Pick me.
Wait, is this...
It's going to be a super abbreviated
version. Is this your bachelorette party? Yeah. We're the bachelorettes?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we have a male stripper here?
What Bags is doing. He's getting
into
the costume.
That's what would be here.
He's looking for the prospects. Yeah.
Let's get his costume on.
Is it a little bit bachelor Russian roulette?
Yeah.
Well, I've gotten a whole bunch of licks from the dog.
We have the next one. Well, yeah.
he wants his name in that hat.
You can make those count if you want. During our tailgating, we had one. Matt brought a Cellmaker beer called Mount Nelson.
Donated to us from Jason Williams, former Spokeasy, now Tioga bartender.
Mm.
He said...
You plucked him away from Spokeasy?
He came to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
Poaching.
Yeah.
Poaching.
Poachers.
Tioga. Tioga's are poachers!
That's messed up, man, but that's cool.
I'm just gonna let
it's cool
you guys...
for Tioga, though. Cool. Sorry.
He happened to go to this pretty cool brewery and bring me back a cool beer, so I'm all
right
with
Cellmaker's San Francisco, right?
See.
How long does it take to get there from here in Fresno?
It's like 2.5 hours.
2.5 to 3. Yeah.
2.5 hours.
So it's not really that much closer. It's just kind of more
different spacing.
We get to take the 5.
Take the 5.
Take the 99, and I go west on the 180, and then I take the 5.
I like to go through Patterson.
Oh, yeah? You like the Patterson?
As route? I can tell that nobody here has been through Patterson.
You want a Burger King that's or maybe a truck Matt, stop?
That's the one you go from Modesto the other way? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that route.
No,
that's
no,
lesser
that's,
known
there's
that's
a super
Los Banos
legit,
up 5.
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah. Patterson is up further. Like
oh, you mean the
Stockton.
Fireball route?
No. Los Banos, right. 5. to 580.
Uh-huh. The 152.
Mm-hmm. No, but you have to take, right. to get through Patterson, you take 99 all the way up.
Take the 99 all the way up to Patterson.
Long story short, we're the 3 hours or less town. Central yeah. Coast, LA, Sacramento, SF.
What time am I
we're
thinking
we're the center of everything, bruh.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear this geography talk, all right?
All right, sorry.
What you like? Everyone like this Ellemaker, huh? Yeah,
it's Mount good.
Nelson is good.
Good.
It's good.
It's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's slightly good. Tart good. Pale ale.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, it's a little tarty.
A little tarty. Tarty to the party.
I hope everyone brought their like antacid tonight because I think yeah. we have a lot of tart here.
A lot of tart.
Speaking where's of the other the, other one we have,
where's the carb?
It was literally called Tartus.
Tartastic.
Tartastic.
Tartus.
Tartus. I'm calling
close.
It Tartus.
It's close.
Close enough.
Tartastic from New Belgium Brewing. Yep.
Lemon employee ginger owned,
New
beer.
Belgium Brewing.
That's right. Employee owned.
Still.
Still.
Still holding
on.
Still
got love for the
breaking
streets.
News.
And we're still not liking police.
Do we have so. Do we have a breaking news about New Belgium, Stacey?
Yeah, I'm on vacation. So
damn it.
New Belgium's a little less cool this
right,
week.
Right.
Because
yeah,
I'm on vacation.
Sales are way
their,
down.
Their rad yeah, stock right. is down right now.
Exactly.
They're all, why is this Monday and Tuesday been terrible for us?
Yeah, they're like, fucking, something's wrong with the force.
Oh, see, the stock's in the toilet.
Yeah,
see?
No breaking.
Sell.
I know you guys want breaking news. There's fucking nothing, dude. We're like still owning our shit.
Stop oh, boring you
all day, every day.
Wait
literally
a second.
Owning your shit.
There is news. There is a news. There's a considering Mr. Fat Tire over here just loves his fat tire.
Oh,
there's
yes.
a fat tire variant coming out, right?
Fat Tire White Ale.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think of that?
It's super Belgian.
Nope.
Bruh.
Nope.
I haven't had
too
it
Belgian.
Yet. We
Belgian.
Just got approved by
are
the
they going to combine it and just make it called
be.
Whale?
Whale.
No, that's what they're going for, aren't they? Whale. They're just yeah. going to.
I mean, that would be my
whale. Force
for
white
sure.
whale status, New Belgium.
White whale.
But we named it white.
We're halfway there.
Take the wha and the ale. Whale.
Well, like I say, don't. Yeah, I'll bring
like
it.
Sesame Street.
At some point when I have some, because I haven't had any variations of it or any test brews of it. So I don't know. But that's I love, personally, I love Belgian whites. So.
That's what they're going to do while you're on vacation.
Unless it's Blue Moon.
Do the release like party for that.
Right. Yeah, probably they're like, oh, Stacey's not here, so.
Do all the cool stuff.
You guys hear Stacey's gone?
No, it's not even. I mean, obviously there's test brews of it going on, but I haven't had any, so.
Nice.
They think of me last, you know, out here in Fresno, so.
That's not right.
We're supposed to send this to somebody. Anybody? Remember?
No. There's nobody on the other side of Sierra's, is there? No.
Not true.
Nope. Well, I think we need another beer.
Oh, my God.
Secret door.
Secret door. Look out.
Podcast
goes. Dun, 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 dun. There's people
you,
stirring about.
You didn't what, get the hint.
What's going to be the next beer here?
Do you want me to go get a beer?
Somebody. Well, there's stuff out here.
This is the Tyler
hot
show.
Hot
so.
Hot
you guys want? I brought some triple. Because
oh,
when
yeah.
you have a triple, you're seeing double and leaving single. Am I right?
I'm getting first pour. Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, top pour.
Top pour.
There you go. Nice.
Tyler just got top pour. 2015 Trans Creek.
Whoa.
I love gold.
Why
this
so
is
old?
Like from 2 years ago.
Why is it so old?
Wow.
This is not fresh at all.
Old beer.
Is this out of code and you bought it somewhere?
See, I got pretty
in the discount basket at California Fresh.
Yeah. We're getting the sales returns.
Oh, man, calling out CalFresh.
I got producer. I pulled a beer from deep in the fridge for producer Becky earlier because she's out of beer. And I found Imperial Stout in there. It was one of mine that I bought.
Sure. I'm looking at you, Mikey.
And so I go, here you go. This has been there for a couple years, so this is pretty good. She's like, this has been sitting in the fridge for 2 years? I'm like, yeah, that's a good thing. That's not a good thing. It's been sitting in our fridge for 2 years. Like, no, really, it's good. I don't think so.
So I had yesterday. I had the 2016 Trans Creek when I was on my beer mentor call because I am a beer mentor at New Belgium now. Which is
the heck
awesome.
Is a beer what? Mentor?
You know, I mentor some of my co-owners on our brewing processes.
I
want to
do.
So they can
do that.
So they can own their shit even better when they're doing tours and. Talking in the market. You guys have a generally beer mentor program, right?
Oh, yeah. Libertine, that's a very extensive beer mentor program.
Shut up.
Waiting list. Stupid.
Yeah, yeah. You're embarrassing me. Shut
You'd
up.
Like to get on the way list. Beer mentor program.
This reminds me of the, right. the blender margaritas the family used to make for all the holidays.
Yeah.
So what is this?
Thing or bad
Roger,
thing?
Just spit it out.
Nick, what do we have here?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, New Belgium, blah.
Well, I can't read the label. It's so old, it's falling off. Transatlantic Creek.
Yes. Transatlantic Creek is a collaboration with Oud Beersel in Belgium.
From so, the Lips of Faith.
Do they know how to brew beer in Belgium?
I don't know. I don't think they do a very good job.
Yeah.
they make some weird shit. But.
So this beer actually... the first sour beer I had was Festina Peche from Dogfish Head, and I thought it was the grossest thing ever. And, I love the beer now. It's one of my favorites. But the very first time you try it and you're not expecting, you say, oh, this was 8-9 years ago. You're trying to like, oh, this is gross sour peach thing. Like, what's going on? This is bad.
Sour beer was in people's vocabulary 8 years ago.
No, I sold the keg to Phil at Hot Shots in Pismo, actually, the pool hall. And he calls me and he's like, yeah, that peach beer you sent me is bad. I'm like, what are you talking about? And drove down and I was an on-premise sales rep and I tried it. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. This is terrible, Phil. Like, this isn't right. And then, a couple years later, sour beers started becoming things and liked them. But this beer specifically, Transatlantic Creek, was my wife, Shannon, loved it and drank tons of it. And they're not super, I mean, they're relatively inexpensive in the big sour game, but this was years ago. And I remember having to buy a bunch of bottles of this at close to $20 a bottle and being like, oh my God, I can't afford this. And then thinking like, I know, I'll make sour beer and then it'll be like free pretty much. And then,
you're welcome.
5 years later and $4 million in debt. It's, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that one. Yeah.
So
thanks, Transatlantic Creek.
Well, when we first started making TK, though, it was we collaborated with Boon in Belgium.
Das Boon?
And now we collaborate with Oud Beersel.
Boons? Strawberry Boons?
No, not Boons Farm.
Are you positive? Gosh,
I didn't know you guys switched from Boon. Why did you guys switch from Boon?
Just contract stuff. I actually don't really know all the
What do
details.
You know? Women.
I know when my
she's a part owner in New Belgium.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
The brick that I own is fucking gold plated.
Damn.
Boon was getting out of the industry too. They were kind of moving on. So we
are they not a brewery anymore, Boon?
They are, but Frank Boon is like 1,000 years old if he's still alive. So
gotcha.
Maybe 1,000 is a little.
That's pretty high.
But I hear in Belgium they live like forever.
That's like Lord of the Rings stuff there. Yeah.
Right. But I went to Belgium, I actually got to go to Oud Beersel and it was pretty fucking legit. It was like this guy who was a like he just was doing like finance shit and he walked into his favorite Oud Beersel brewery in Belgium and they were like, oh yeah, we're selling this dump. And he's like, what? And he was like, let me see if I can scrounge up money from the village and buy this thing. And he did. And he was like, and now I don't know anything about making beer. So he like had to, he kind of hired on the people that were already there to kind of show him how to do things. And now it's all pretty awesome. So
now it's legend.
Yeah. And they send us, so what they do is they send us the sour cherry base and then we blend back at New Belgium. So that's how the collab works.
That's a lot of work for a collab.
Do you happen to know if we it's like it the over. Actual barge with cherries in it and everything, the running off, or is it like it's made there?
It's already made.
It's run off. It's just a yes. juice.
Yeah. No, they've already made it into beer, actually. They've already aged it in.
So it's like it's creek. It's ready to go. Right. And then you're
then
like,
we blend
I know how to
with
kick it up a notch.
Sour with our Felix. We blend it back at the brewery. Yep. And the cherries that they use are so tart that apparently your face will cave in if you didn't eat them. And I'm not kidding. Like, this is what was told me. Like,
it's like the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, you just melt.
Don't look at it, Marion.
No, and when I was there, I was like, can I have one? Because I was so, and they were like, oh, no. You know, I'm like, no, really. I want to eat one.
Don't look at it, Marion.
Close your eyes. It's just tart.
It's just a cherry.
Do it.
Oh, my God. Anyway, that's my story.
It's just a cherry, Eddie.
Oh, now joining us. Also, from the Futon 55, Roger, Pine and Palm Brewing, out of North Fresno, California.
North Fresno.
North Fresno, bro.
The Norno.
North of Herndon.
North
Come on, you don't use that? The Norno?
Norno?
Never even heard of it.
I always warn people. I tell them, I'm like, hey, I'm going to the Norno, so if you don't see me
if you don't hear from me in a half hour, come find me.
Come get me.
It's all about the Norno.
Put your face on a beer bottle so they know how to find you.
Right. Send people to the Norno.
Have you seen Rad Stacy? She went to the Norno 2 hours ago. Haven't heard
what? So, yeah, Rogers, and that's all that's here. Except for Tony Bell.
Oh my God.
Psych.
What's going on?
Psych. We just moted you guys.
Got
him. We've blended two of our favorite episodes, the Clam Jam episode and a Tony and Tyler episode. We blended those, and now this is our anniversary out with like Tony Bags, Tyler, and the Rad Stacy.
Is it the Bags Jam?
The Bags Jam. But we got to include Tyler, the Libertine Bag.
Because I'm the blender. I blended them together.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
There it is.
And Libertine.
Got him.
Didn't sell.
Welcome back, Tony Bags.
Thank you, guys. Good to be back.
Well,
and but our these guys are so generous. Our beer fridge has never been fuller. It is spilled out. We that might have to use beer fridge adjacent.
Whoa. Is that my fridge?
I had to put some in the freezer.
One of you guys is
so full.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, that's what's up.
Ah, yes. Our local Pine and Palm will house them for us.
Oh, that's
he's got
nice.
He's
got a cold box. Oh, that's he's super sweet. That's a nice guy. Roger's so nice.
He charges $10 to get in, though.
Should we inventory them before we put them in there? Or just,
yep.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Catalog them, number them.
Nah, just put them in there.
I'll do it for you.
Oh, okay, thanks.
it's part of the service he provides.
This one's bad, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, that one was bad.
So all the ones on my shelf are bad.
This cork started leaking, so I just finished it.
Yeah, I helped you guys out.
I opened it to smell it. Just to, you know, see if it was all right.
It was a little sour. So.
Just finished it up.
Oh, man. Look at that peach. Is that a...
Matt cannot wait to get his hands on this.
You can never get this. You cannot have this.
And then one day he get this.
Where did these peaches come from, Tyler?
Oh, good question.
A can.
Yeah. A can.
Yeah, Vons. Yeah.
The Vons store. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They were put there by a
man. From a factory downtown.
Thank you.
So this is get pitted. It doesn't get released till I think like 2 or 3 weeks.
What? Pre-release beer.
Pre-release. Yeah.
So premature.
Super premature beer.
So will it be better?
It'll be so much better. Oh, it depends on if you like it now.
Yeah, it depends.
Uh-oh, I'm going small pour.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's just a tart barrel-aged golden ale with peaches. Called Get Pitted, and the getting pitted is a surf term when you get barreled in a barrel. So,
what does barreled mean? Can you break this down a third
this
level?
When I tried surfing, this is the only thing that happened to me was that.
Just gotten pitted. Super pitted.
They called me pitted. What's up, pitted?
When the wave folds over you and you travel through the tube, bro.
So you use a lot of surfing terms. Like, is there a reason?
He found the book at the thrift store.
Bro?
No. I play one on TV.
Surfer that had to get a real job?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I thought by opening my own business, I'd have way more time to surf because, you know, that Central Coast Distributing just was not giving me enough time in the water. So I opened my own place, and now I don't get to surf at all. It's this cool, you know, owning your own thing. And so.
Am I there?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a person who worked for Patagonia who like shut down a store in LA several years back to take her people surfing because they wrote a book called Let My People Surf.
Yeah, I'm reading that right now, actually.
And they were like, hey, nobody's answering the phone at your store. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, let my people surf, man.
Yeah,
and they're like, you can't really do that.
Yeah, that's like, that's more like a marketing thing.
She was like, it was just so perfect. Like the way everything was looking, we just shut down the store and went surfing. Yeah. It was,
So that's a real.
That's a real, real story.
Damn.
And when you have a real job.
Yeah.
Selling Patagonia stuff or beer, you have to actually do those
What's
things.
The difference between being like an hour late to get to work because the waves are good and just like shutting the whole place down? I'm just like, nah, bro, it's firing. But what do I know? I'm just a dumb kid.
No, I'm All right. a big surfer.
This is good, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's peachy.
Super peachy.
Life is
it's our hazy peach beer.
Northeast peach beer.
Northeast, yeah, New England style peach beer.
Thank you. It makes so much difference.
Now I really like it.
Get it?
Now yeah, I can brag to all my friends that I just had
You have a hazy IPA, bro. I have a hazy peach sour.
It hasn't even been released yet.
Yeah, not even released yet.
Unreleased hazy peach sour
with a surf reference.
No, and my favorite stone food is peaches, and this is really good.
I'm not going to tell you.
You don't get it.
If you don't get it,
it's way.
I'm not
going to
tell you.
Bro.
You don't get this.
Like a barrel.
So Tyler,
yeah,
Liberty man, I went to the new slow location. How's that going for you guys?
It's going good.
It's been up and running. How long?
Oh, 7 weeks, maybe 2 months now, close to, I don't know, a while.
I went there and had newness issues.
Nobody
it was all good.
Stuck their finger
in you're lucky.
Food or anything.
Uh-oh.
Maybe they did.
You have all kinds of problems there, Tony Bags?
Yeah, mainly trying to get a fucking seat.
Whoa.
This place is packed all the
time. Well, you need to go at like 3 p.m.
That's where we went. There's all kinds of seats.
Yeah, no, it's packed. He's done a great job with that place. I'm really proud of him and really happy for him. But yeah, no, I've had a lot of issues trying to get a table in there because there's a wait list because all of them are full because people like this place. It's fucking weird.
You just don't pull the I know Tyler card, so...
Just go eat the cool ship room.
I can't go up to people at table and be like, excuse me, can you guys finish your dinner real fast because I know Tyler and I need this seat.
See, I just walk in and say I'm Rad Stacy and they're like,
right this way, ma'am. Let's pull a table out of the kitchen for you and you in front of the stage.
I'm like, I'll just sit wherever.
I think Tyler almost said something because you probably have beers on draft there, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we had latte wine.
You go to the cold room. Yeah.
With I'm waiting for the VIP room to be done. Nice.
No, there's no sex in the champagne room though, Bags.
There's a champagne room.
Shh, don't tell our secrets.
Holy fuck, dude! I love no. There really is. Like I love champagne. So
you and Ashley, Jesus,
I will do anything.
Create the champagne.
Well, you get married in like 3 days, so you know time's a ticking.
This is your bachelorette party.
Doug was impressed with my ability to consume champagne and like not stop, just fucking keep that party going.
We actually we do have champagne on the menu though.
And a champagne cocktail.
So I did notice. Is it being
when I'm alone though? I
is it
eat.
What is it? Cooks or Crooks or what is it?
What?
Cooks.
No.
Cooks. Yeah, it's like the $2 bottle.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
With the plastic cork.
J. Rosé.
We have Mums. Well, I'm looking for a little fancier. Well, you could buy a shit ton of Mums.
Well, okay, so sparkling proper. No, sparkling
we carried. Things change constantly, but we had Leticia by the glass.
Which one?
Leticia.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. I'm a member there.
Oh.
Just picked up my sparkling order the other day.
I like going there because they have bocce ball pits.
Yeah, so Saturday, the day before Mother's Day, whatever that is that May?
May, yeah.
Sure.
The Saturday, which Mother's Day is on a Sunday, the Turkey Buzzards are playing at Leticia. Bocce ball courts out there, wine, fun. So if you want to come find the party, I will be there with my wife, showing her what all great husbands do on Mother's Day, getting blacked out drunk and playing bocce ball with kids.
Yeah.
So So yeah, we're bringing the kids. We're playing bocce ball. It's we're watching the turkey buzzards. He's we're
like, I gotta get we're bringing the kids and get Shannon's driving them home.
Yeah, I would.
Ooh, no, I don't, that's a messed up move.
Babe, you gotta drive me home. Yeah.
So babe,
happy Mother's Day.
We're take the kids and.
No, you
we're
know what?
Give the kids their first Uber ride home.
No, that's a real thing. So,
hey kids, get in
my
here.
Brother's best friends, and we're friends with them too. They actually had a very small child, less than a year old, and they got an Uber XL, and they just brought the up in Napa. They brought the car seat with them, and just would like hop in Uber and put the car seat in and go. And they went wine tasting and dinner and everything.
I don't see why that's an issue.
Yeah.
Why
so I'm
not?
Kind of I'm thinking about maybe that's a good
smartest
move.
Smartest parents ever.
I'm like half of me is like that's the most irresponsible horrible thing I've ever heard. Other half of me is like that's the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, Annabelle's seen her fair share of Ubers. I'm just gonna say.
Really?
Well, like she's we're not, going to a promo. We don't have a sitter. So. Friggin', let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That's she's awesome. Not an infant, but I drink a lot of beer to produce milk. At the beginning.
Oh wow.
So,
okay.
So Tyler. So,
Libertine. Lactation.
Sour.
Severe.
All about sour
beer. Speaking
beers.
Of lacto, yep. Tyler, tell us more about your beer.
Yeah.
So, what would.
Cambodian breast milk. That's
what?
The secret.
I don't know that I asked you last time we were on here, but what's for somebody getting into sours, what
yes.
should I.
Oh, no.
What's the first thing I should be doing? Like, what's. Don't.
Not
what should I
it.
Don't do?
No.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Well. How long is this show?
Don't have expectations.
Whales.
So yeah,
do all whales?
All the whales.
I guess one of them. God. Okay.
Does Untapped have a spot?
Are we talking pro brew or are we talking?
Like
are we talking like homebrew?
Are we talking?
No.
I didn't mean for this.
No.
To
do you just go to the store and look for something? Do you ask somebody
yeah,
at the bar?
Drinker. We're mostly drinker.
Oh, you're a drinker. Like, what do you look for?
If you want to throw in some brewing stuff? That's good too. But
oh, gotcha. What if you're looking for on a board when you go?
Yeah, I'm just like, man. I'm in Libertine. What's the ones I should start with?
Well, hopefully you're at a reputable space that you're drinking at that can guide you in the right direction. Because we do,
like Tornado.
We only have, yeah, they're there to help.
That's
what I hear.
They're like the government. We're here to help you, you know, just whatever you need, we're here.
They're
that's
like the DMV
for.
Of craft beer geek.
Please hold, you're the next caller.
Yeah. You know, it's tough to say because everybody there's great catchwords and things. So it's more. Oh, pouring that's gonna overflow.
That's an interesting color.
This is a no birthday party. So Goza aged with in barrels with blackberries and vanilla.
Roger,
and
go home now. You don't want that.
There's. A lot of people now are making the beers that we're making, and that's fine. And it's awesome, and I'm stoked they are because
like Europeans.
What's that?
Like people in Europe?
Yeah, Europeans.
Europeans. I'm thinking Mikey's kind of saying like from an outside perspective.
Okay,
it could
yeah.
be like maybe sour beers can rate from an 805 to an Arrogant Bastard. Is it polar opposites, or is it just kind of like grouped in the middle? Is there something better to start? Is it table beer or a tart or
yeah? I mean, like a Goza or like a Berliner Weiss or something like that. A lot of times, but then too, like those could be more acidic and gnarly than you know a 3-year-old barrel aged beer. It just kind of depends on the process and what they're trying to make. I feel like the big story, like with the hop race for a while, so it was like pale ales, and then it was IPAs, and it was double IPAs, and everybody's trying to get hoppier and more bitter and bigger. I feel like that's kind of, and then all of a sudden it came back, and then it was like, oh, now we're at session IPAs, and then we're like, now we're at these hazy things that aren't even really IPAs; they're just chunky wheat beers that just don't say wheat because we're using instead of wheat, we're just using hop residue and non filtering. I don't know. I can go a tangent. Was it the tangent?
Tangent.
Yeah. But so I feel like that's kind of happening in the sour world too. So it's like, oh, I kind of like tart beers. What is this? I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, yeah.
Sorry.
There you go. And then all of a sudden now it's like, I want the most sour, gnarly thing in the world. And now it's kind of coming back. I feel like, okay, wait, sour's not necessarily, I don't even like using the word sour. Like we always try to use like wild ale, you know, like San Luis wild ale. And yeah, they're tart and they've got some acid in them and they're quote unquote sours, but that's not like that's just part of it. Acid is one of the flavors in the beer that makes it. Not we're trying to make something that tastes sour. So I'm hoping that the kind of pendulum swinging back, and it kind of seems to be, but you know. And see how the market goes. Sorry, well, I'm not answering your question.
No, that's perfect.
I don't know.
And fine. Historically, too, I mean, Berliner Weisses were a sour base to be blended with syrups, right?
Yeah, so they're just a lightly tart wheat beer.
You would pick this one, you know, this Berliner Weiss, and be like, well, I want raspberry in it, or I want peach in it, you know, so that it was a sour beer, but then you added this sweet aspect to it to not, like, overwhelm your senses. But
yeah, I think acid it should be used. You think about it with, like, cooking. You know, you don't cook a meal that's just spice. You know what I mean? You don't just go like, oh, I'm going to make a meal that tastes like pepper. No, pepper is part of that. You know, it's the same thing with sour beers or wild ales or whatever. Like, the acid should be an ingredient in that, but that shouldn't be the only thing that you taste when
you make pepper chicken and you add lemon.
Yeah.
Because that shit's amazing, right? When you blend those things together.
It's weird.
Contrast.
This beer is weird to me because, I mean, obviously it smells like a wild ale, but you do get the sweetness in there with the tart, which I don't know if I'm just thinking that, but.
Yeah, no, so the vanilla gives super big mouthfeel. And there's the chocolate's kind of there, but it's not super predominant. And 6 months from now, that could be completely reversed. You know, it's crazy with these kind of beers, how they age and how having something that's live and then bottle conditioning it, having Brett sitting there, it's never dying. It's always kind of like, I'm just hanging out and munching on the nachos, you know. So sometimes they eat more of the sour cream. Sometimes they eat more of the cheese. You know what I mean? It just depends on what the Brett is hungry for that day.
They take all the good stuff.
Yeah, they do. And then all the jalapenos are over on the corner. And you're like, eat the goddamn jalapenos, man. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see what this does because vanilla, because it's so overt now, I mean, vanilla is one of the most like recognizable flavor profiles in amongst humans. Like it's like one of the most overt things that you can grasp onto in any flavor profile, like food, you know, savory, sweet, whatever that vanilla is like. We can perceive it at the lowest molecular ratio, actually. I don't know if you guys knew that, but
leaving it second and third sip totally. Now too, if you've taken another sip, it's actually Nick, to me totally. It goes away really fast. Like the first sip you're like, oh my god, there's so much vanilla in my face, like I can't even like taste anything else. And then your second sip you're like, oh, where'd the vanilla go? You know, it's one of those weird
why'd you take my vanilla?
Yeah. Who scooped out the vanilla?
I wasn't getting the vanilla. Now that you guys say vanilla. It, now I like totally got it.
It's definitely tart, but I mean, I could still, there was a little wave of sweetness in there. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, to me, it's pretty round on the back end, actually, to me.
The trick to these is, it sucks because it's really expensive, but real vanilla bean.
Oh, so, yeah.
You gotta buy those Madagascar vanilla beans.
No,
you gotta put your gloves on. You gotta chop every single one of them up individually. If you try to use fake vanilla extract, it never works. If you try to fake cocoa nibs, it never works. It's one of those things like you can buy puree of pretty much any fruit in the world, and you can kind of pull it off. But when it comes to these things like vanilla and cocoa, you can't fake it. There's just no. We've experimented with things, and it's just like immediately you're just like, nope, fake, nope, done.
There's
and it's like 100 times more expensive too. That's the crazy part. You can go to Smart and Final and buy like a 10-gallon jug of vanilla extract. It's like pure vanilla extract, $8, and you're like, boom, nailed it. And then you're like, oh, this tastes like shit. There's no way, you know. And then you buy like two little vanilla beans, and they're like, oh. $85. You're like, come on. But it makes it really does make the difference.
So maybe you need to invest in some like vanilla growing land.
You need to, yeah.
I will say that's definitely a thing. I know at Tioga, we specialize, well, not specialize, we try to use as much real ingredients or natural things as possible, including cocoa nibs and vanilla beans and stuff like that. And I remember our brewmaster one day, he was sitting beside himself because he had seen a beer review from a judge. And it's just all beer would be better if it didn't have vanilla extract. And he was just like, he just wishes that he could have just shown him like the bill, being like, "This is what we used."
Fuck you, guy.
No, I'm literally like a bag of like 10 vanilla beans is like hundreds of dollars. It's insane. Well,
yeah, you could hold thousands of dollars in your hand.
Yeah, it's like gold.
Yeah,
I love gold.
Oh, Amazon $49.95 right here.
For how many? It was like 2 ounces.
Ah, vanilla bean.
Yeah.
Vanilla bean.
Next day.
Single vanilla bean.
You don't grow any like downtown.
Jack's not coming out that motherfucker anytime soon.
I'm gonna start growing vanilla beans.
My beer has floaties. Is it okay for me to drink it?
No,
it's chunky. Like we tried to.
You will grow a second arm.
Didn't you
or third
do a
arm.
Protein rest? Come on.
That's the other thing too. A lot of people are using kind of. I wouldn't say fake fruit because there's no such thing as a fake fruit, but. We're trying to, like, this one was like, screw it. We're going hard in the paint. We're buying.
So one bean is $6.95.
Yeah. For Jesus. One single. And one you got to think for a barrel, like a wine barrel,
five
you got
to
put like 20 plus of those things in there.
5 pounds is $1,600.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember
heard
I
heard this before.
I made limeade a couple years ago with just, you know, basically it's like limoncello, but with lime, and I put vanilla bean in it, and it was awesome. I mean, it tasted like key lime pie, basically. Mm. But yeah, I remember when I bought the vanilla beans, I was like, fuck this. It's so expensive. It better be good. Yeah, this but it did end up good. Being pretty good. So
damn.
Yeah.
Bagged your swizzle sticks in there.
That's what I'm looking for. What bags? We don't have the fridge mic for bags right now. So
I'm using it.
We're using.
So I want to congratulate you guys on the long. That was the record for us talking about one single beer.
Yeah.
Actually reviewing.
Are you? Maybe. Did you time it?
It might have been.
No, I can feel. I just feel.
Oh. Deep down in your nether bits.
Internal timing as a drummer.
Do you want to keep talking about it? The name, No Birthday Party, mm-hmm. from the label there is Spicoli with a bagel in his pants.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the line from Fast Times at Ridgemont High when they try to bring him in. Is hey, there's no birthday party for me. This kind of to me kind of tastes like a raspberry cake, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's what the
I did the notice that was Spicoli on the bottle. It might be the only brewery that has Spicoli on their bottle,
complete with checkered Vans.
Yeah, bro.
It's our new no
birthday. Oh, that was my skull.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Hey, bud, let's party. Looks like you're growing in a little crooked Lone on that cork there.
Oh, we had this before on, the...
Don't Tony manhandle it. Just,
I want to hear that pop.
What is he doing?
Star Wars.
He's manhandling.
He's premiere. Strong.
He doesn't
got,
open a lot of wine.
I was so thrown off by the Total Wine cork opener that...
No,
that's what I brought to was the
Total Wine. I've been to Total Wine in Fresno.
So we need a Total Wine party.
Oh, we all have. Total We've all wine. Been to Total Wine now.
Did you get Total Wine
Top
and
pour.
More?
Total Wine. No, I did not get more. Well, they did give me that package, so maybe I did get more.
Nobody talked to me?
I was psyched about getting that package. I was like, I need a new wine opener, actually.
Like,
oh, I didn't get one.
Like the girl at the front was like, oh, can I help you? No, I'm good. She's like, I got a free tote bag. I was like, all right, I guess I'll take it. And then it had stuff. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'm glad I took this.
Damn it.
Yeah, my mom. Saturday. I went with my mom, and she was like, but it's free. And I'm like, but I don't need it. She's like, but it's free.
That's
free. I'm like, that's like the worst mindset ever. Like, but it's free.
Thing.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do
Stop
with it.
Stop being a difficult
but
child.
You're just saying that.
That's why
you
she
got
only
a
had
billion.
One.
I never liked you as a kid. Mom.
You're just that kid.
You're
like,
an humble daughter.
Like one time my uncle brought me to a movie and it was like, you know, 9 and over was adult and 8 and under was kid or something. He's all, child and one adult. And I was all,
You're
but
like,
uncle, I'm 9. I'm not a child.
Oh yeah.
The girl's just like, didn't care. Like, yeah.
But you know, in your defense and in his whatever, you always have the conversation with the kid for you're like, look, I'm going to lie about your age. Yeah. Just shut the fuck
look,
up.
Shut yeah, the fuck up. My parents did that. So, yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh,
I'm
okay,
this
cool.
many old.
Oh, cool.
My daughter Aubrey was 4 at the time. She's 5 now, but my parents had PCPA theater tickets and they got her like an extra seat, like during their package. So for everything, she was so pumped on that. She's like, yeah, I get to tell them I'm five, because you had to be five and older to get in. I'm like, oh, Aubrey, this is big. Like, don't blow this. You know? Like, and then kind of I felt bad about it. I'm like, God, I'm like teaching my kid to like like lie. Like, I'm five. It's like, how this is your way? Good.
Yeah. Come back to you later in life.
Yeah.
11?
Yeah. She's already a...
But yesterday I was five.
Long tail logger.
What do we got here? Swizzle stick?
Swizzle stick.
The Swizz.
This is actually the last thing I remember drinking before we went to the Star Wars premiere. And a trash Scudero.
Bags.
That's weird.
Your mic. I'm going to guess that there was, at the restaurant, there was a box of mints that got a little wet. So you just threw them in a beer?
Pretty exactly.
Okay. That's
exactly what happened. Yeah, I like walked by and elbowed them accidentally.
Sorry, you know, guys, so your mint juleps are
we've
ruined.
Made a few beers with Eureka,
it has
which
whitening.
I like call it Eureka Burger, but as my friend Trevor, that's the beverage manager there, it's just Eureka. And it's like, what's your email? Well, it's Trevor at Eureka Burger. Exactly!
Boom!
Got him. Boom. Yeah. Bam! Got him!
How is that, Tony Bags, have you been to this Eureka Burger in Fresno?
I have.
Have you been to the slow Eureka Burger?
Yes.
Which is better, man?
Mm. Bah, bah, bah,
bah. Slow is better because they have doors that open to the sidewalk. Or maybe like windows that
well,
like,
the funny
open.
Thing is, like,
I'm going to say Fresno's
my
busier.
Favorite thing. And, oh, I've been to I will too. Bet a billion dollars that's true.
Fresno's busier.
Did they have questionable beer servers there?
You didn't hear it here.
Yeah.
Not breaking news.
I did go in there drunk one night. And I was
which
like,
one?
Oh.
The slow one or Fresno one?
Slow. And I'm like, oh.
Last night?
I was like, I'll have... I think it was Summer Breeze. I'm like, oh, I have a Libertine Summer Breeze. She goes, just so you know, that's sour. I'm like, just so you know for future reference, everything Libertine makes is sour. So we're just going to jump on that, like, let you know. Yeah. But
well, you know,
I think
the menus
are the same.
Because people like freak out and they're like, ah! And
that's like, why Libertine has an ad campaign.
I can't
says,
handle
know.
This.
Yeah, we know it's sour.
We know it's sour.
But the menus are the same because my favorite thing to eat in Fresno is the same thing as my favorite thing to eat in Slow is the Fresno Fig Burger.
That was
Fresno Fig Burger.
They don't call
Slo?
It the Fresno Fig Burger.
Oh,
it's just called
call
the Fig Burger.
Lame.
It's not called the Fresno Fig Burger in Slow.
It's yeah, the same
it.
Recipe.
It is
take
the same.
Word
I always eat the Fresno Fig Burger.
That goat cheese.
Ooh,
and figs.
That was my
but
go-to.
That's a
fig paste.
That was my go-to. Paste. I can't do burgers anymore. I've like I'm. Fucking over burgers. Had
over.
It.
Over.
Had it.
Wow. Burgers over.
That guy's eating a burger.
Yeah.
Burgers over. You're just all outside the window.
That was so last year.
Ah, oh, that guy's eating a burger.
Yeah.
Burgers are over.
You're probably drinking double IPAs too, huh?
They're over. You're, are you
it's all about the nachos.
This?
It's all about the nachos.
Wait, over. Wait, can you
if
describe?
Only we had a camera. Right
so you
now.
Have nachos at the
yeah.
restaurant.
Yeah.
Would you,
please that's what I do. That's all I eat.
Please describe them.
Slowly. Deliciousness in a weird square plate, and then each time you get them, it's a little bit different. But
those nachos are now $97.
Yes.
They
got vanilla beans on it.
But back to my favorite account, Eureka Burger. It's just so great. this is a Swizzle Stick. We made it for them.
Uh-huh.
And they make a cocktail, and they use Corsair spiced rum. So we aged our Beer de Garde in Corsair spiced rum barrels and with vanilla bean again. I like just picking expensive ingredients and so I don't make any money. It's pretty good.
Make sure I don't get
my business partners love me. They're like, oh cool, we didn't make money again. Awesome. That's really cool.
You made another beer and we didn't make money off of it.
That's really good. Nailed it.
They needed something to make the rum.
No one liked
better?
This beer apparently because I believe the brewery's out of it already.
Yeah, so we then right at bottling, we took mint and we slapped it, as they do with when you make cocktails. I guess you slap a mint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your hose, you know? You
like just gotta your hose?
Keep them in check.
So like the garden thing and the green thing. And the,
that's how
and
I
the
keep
garden.
My hose in check.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a coastal thing, you know. It's anyways,
put it in the barrel.
Packaged it and then so every Eureka burger in California got two kegs and two cases, and we ran out at the brewery like the second day of the bottle. So we have a little bit on draft left, but
it's so good.
It's just hitting accounts now.
I have seen Libertine at a Fresno Eureka Burger before.
Yeah.
That's why. It was like the first time I'd seen Libertine in Fresno was at Eureka
Trevor's
Burger.
Blend was the first one, right? The first collaboration with Eureka?
Yeah, Trevor's Blend, and then there was Figster.
Oh,
Figster. And then there's this one. I feel like there's another one I'm forgetting. Anyways. Yeah.
Anyways.
So, fresh mint, spicy rum.
Delicious.
If you know the missing beer, please call in to 559-492-0542 and leave us a voicemail.
Ooh, voicemails.
And the Figster, was that paying homage to figging?
No, so my favorite burger.
The sport of figging.
No, I tried to recreate. Speaking of the fig, the Fresno fig burger. That was my favorite burger as well. So I tried to recreate the Fresno fig burger with Figster. So we used figs. We aged it in bourbon barrels from Ascendant Spirits, their Breaker Bourbon in Buellton there, and then added figs, and then orange marmalades. I think we had like tangerines or something like that. There's some kind of marmalade, and we tried to recreate that. I don't know. So,
but yeah, this is my favorite Libertine beer. I remember you brought this out when we were on the bus going to see the Star Wars movie.
I already talked about that.
Had it. Had it.
Come on, Tony Bags.
Was that when I was gone?
No.
Jam. Part two.
This one comes with whitening. Oh, I love you, Tony.
Okay. He's sad now. Don't make it sad.
I said it was the last thing I remembered before going to the premiere because then I had just slept.
night.
Somebody what? Got me like a 32-ounce beer at the theater. And I was like, beer?
Yes, I do.
Don't mind if I do.
Jesus.
Is terrible. There any culture items, guys, you want to get to before we voicemail and things?
At that same premiere, I remember Tyler walked in and said, "I'm here for the gangbang." I remember that.
But he walks into everywhere.
And we
that,
all
so.
Waved. We're like, "It's back here." Anyway.
I'm not going to
say
that.
So maybe
that's
the last
happen.
Thing I remember. Oh, Atascadero is good times. Super
poor
good times.
Atascadero is never the same.
So I know last week Fontana Jim left an email or a was it an email voicemail or just a voicemail talking about Green Cheek. And so it's funny, I was going down to LA last weekend listening to last week's episode, and Fontana Jim's like, "Oh," he's like, "I'm at Valiant and they're closing and Green Cheek's taking over and the old brewer from Noble," and he couldn't remember his name. And so I went with Kelly to El Segundo Brewing, and that's all they're talking about at El Segundo. It's like, "Oh my God, Evan's opening Green Cheek Brewing." It's like the front page of the LA beer paper, and then it was in the Full Pints email. Uh-huh. It was like, "Hey, Fontana Jim broke this news for all these people."
Fontana Jim breaking the news. Green
the 3B Zine exclusive.
Choo choo choo.
3B Zine exclusive.
Some culture brothers you want to talk about?
I just have two little things here. For all of our Fresno fans, there is a new restaurant. It doesn't have beer on draft, but it's perfect for a night of drinking. Or to grab and go take to your favorite place. It's the Quesadilla Gorilla.
Oh, yeah.
They have a restaurant?
Yes. They have one in Visalia. And they just took over the Dusty Buns location in Fresno by Fresno High.
Wow.
Wait, did you say Dusty Buns?
Yeah, that was a restaurant.
Weren't they just a truck before?
Yeah. No, they were a restaurant before they got the truck.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, they opened up a second brick and mortar here in town. And it's Monday through Saturday, all the way till 10 p.m. So, yep. And I can vouch. A good quesadilla and some beer goes
very
well. I love
quesadilla, yeah. So real. Or Quesadilla Gorilla?
Quesadilla.
What was Dusty? Gorilla. What was Dusty Buns? I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on Dusty Buns.
Yeah, they did like...
was that like a...
farm-to-table restaurants?
Yeah, Sandoz.
Dusty Buns?
Yeah.
Dusty
but they buns. Made their own you biscuits, think they would do
like
the
make these buns that were like Dusty.
And the guy's cinnamon name was Dustin.
No, just like the burger buns kind of were the, yeah. the bun. They're
and it was kind of a biscuit, though. Like, it was kind of biscuity. A little
bit. Yeah.
It's like you
bun
knew,
slash
when you got your
buns.
Burger, you got the printout of
firm. It was our, they were our first. They were our first high-end food truck in Fresno.
Bunskits yeah. and gravy.
And they got a lot of attention, and then Bunskits they kind of spread themselves out too far. And
went bankrupt.
We're inventing
it's kind of
a
shame because they were super good. I mean,
think
I remember
they might come back at some point. But
yeah, I remember in downtown, like they would, they were like the first ones to pull up to whatever you know.
Right.
Fresno Brewing had to offer at that time, which is
wow, taking it back.
I know, taking it way back.
Showing your age there.
Lady. I asked if they would come to my 40th party.
That was so 3 years ago.
And I almost booked them, but it was $300. I should have done it. It wasn't that much. All I would pay was $300, and they would just hang out at the party and just give the party goers food. Like, nobody would have had it paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I
cheap
done
bastard.
It. Yeah, cheap.
Yeah, as a
cheap
guy bastard. That attended that party, that would have been nice.
Just have Dusty Buns there outside the.
Thanks for being
as a,
cheap.
As bro, a man. Party goer, I vote yes on next Th- time.
Thanks for only getting us drunk and making everybody yeah. do cake.
There
stands.
Were fried rolled tacos, man.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Yeah. Well, and I'll just say that as a because you guys know that I'm always from the heart that when their truck burnt down when Fresno Brewing was still operating that I donated all the glassware and we gave all the proceeds of any New Belgium beer to their cause to get their truck fixed.
Whoa.
So nice. Just yeah. so you don't think that
people
I'm some
people.
Greedy fucking bitch over here.
Greedy, greedy.
We were this close
beer.
To saying
Ephraim
that.
Called me New and Belgium. He was like, "We need some help," and I'm like, "I am there, brother."
I am there, man.
We're going to dust those buns like crazy.
Yeah. And then we'll help the truck.
But yeah. It was all
I
about
see what you did there.
And then I have some more news.
All right, more news.
You can take this how you want, more but there's news. Another brewery joining the Mexican-style lager train.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we need more. Come yeah. on, who is
I think
it?
There's it's, a lot of breweries, actually.
There's yeah. A, yeah.
That's the hotness.
So Anchor is actually doing a beer for the Giants now. They're not just relabeling their Anchor Steam beer.
Are they calling it Giant Steam?
I saw and it's
Los, the Giant Steamer.
Los Gigantes. So Los Gigantes.
Los
Gigantes.
Giants.
Gigantes.
That's
dear
Espanol.
Anchor Steam.
I would like a Giant Steamer, please.
Bags is starting to rethink his affiliation with the
so
never
Mexican style lager for the Giants coming out by Anchor.
Boo.
They're pretty north of the border.
I'm surprised
that
that's not
nonsense.
A Dodger thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a SoCal thing. Yeah.
I will let everybody
green cheek,
form their own opinion about that and digest it how they want.
I choose not to digest it.
And then I do have one other news thing.
Let's
to
go,
throw on
Auckland.
There.
Yes, wait, does that mean so the A's
as you guys
get
know,
the wait, sorry, really quick. Does that mean the A's get the Raiders Stadium now?
They've always had it.
Yeah. They've had to share it.
But I mean, does right that now, mean it's just theirs?
Once
now?
They leave, yeah, it'll be theirs. But
until the A's leave.
But they're trying to leave, so.
Oh.
Wow.
But a new place in Oakland, though.
And
not
we do
Oakland.
Have the
we're going to stay in
Terrace
Oakland.
At the A's.
So they're rude.
Because the Warriors are leaving next year.
So and Drake's Brewing has a has their own cart there at Oakland Alameda Coliseum.
Wait, who?
Drake's, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you say Prince?
I'm sorry, wait, who?
Uh-oh, New Belgium and Drake's. Ooh. Cat fight.
Ding, ding, ding.
Never. Never. Never.
Never. So.
I don't fight, I just win. Go ahead.
I think April 1st was April Fool's Day, and
what?
I love
what?
The breweries.
Oh, this year
I love.
You
the,
say it's not.
No, it's never April 1st. But I love the breweries that like post these. Like Ladyface, who's one of my favorite breweries. They're like, oh, we're building a tasting room on top of Chesbro Mountain, and we're gonna build a gondola to go up there. I'm like, yeah, that's not real. And then the brewery sent out an email.
Tony Bags.
The brewery sends out an email, and they're like, oh, we're starting a new brewery. It's called Offshoot Brewing, and we're going to release hazy IPAs in a can. And if you know the brewery, they don't do IPAs. And we're like, ah, ha, 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 that's cute, until it's a real thing. So the brewery is now doing hazy IPAs.
A whole brewery dedicated to doing that.
Yeah, in a can. So they now have the Brewery Taru, and now Offshoot Brewing, who are doing hazy IPAs, all can releases. They have to be picked up. So they're all pre-sold. They have to be picked up 7 days from X day that they're going to be released. And yeah, it's really just interesting that the brewery, who for 10 years they've been around.
I don't think it'd be around 10 years.
That's crazy.
I would say
it's about, I think, a decade, yeah. Ish.
They're nine.
Either way.
Nine, because they're on their ninth Christmas beer. No, so 9 years, sorry. Not and they've always said, we're never going to do IPAs, never going to do IPAs, and now all of a sudden jump on that haze
train. Yeah, brewery. Well, New Belgium said that we'd never do IPAs either, but here we are. So, welcome.
But you guys are doing
Ranger Rampant. Ranger and Rampant have been around for a long time.
You're not doing hate.
They were around for a long time.
2010 and then 2012.
Ooh.
Voo-chow, voo-chow.
What'd you say now?
They were around.
Stacey's like, wait,
and then
what?
Stacey comes and takes voo-chow, my ring.
Yeah, voo-chow. It was all me, yep. Nick, just so you know. Yeah.
What did
just,
I do?
Yeah.
I mean, just I tell like, me what
I got on the bat phone, the New Belgium bat phone. She's all, pull Ranger.
Pull Ranger.
We're going to call it voodoo now. Gosh, darn it.
While you're at it. Pull that rampant.
She was out getting drunk with Tony Bags when it was
yeah, that we solidified.
They were prank calling New Belgium.
When it was voting day, so her vote could have counted, but it didn't happen because she was out getting drunk.
Hey, is your beer fridge running?
Oh, yeah.
You better go catch it.
Speaking of...
Did we just come up with a new bit?
Speaking of haze bombs.
Haze bombs.
So, I heard, too, if you have gout, that you shouldn't drink hazy IPAs.
Wow. Is that true?
Probably if you have
attention,
gout, you
Brian
should just stay away from beer.
I don't think you should drink beer at all. Yeah, right?
Yeah, alcohol is the first thing. But what
if you have
hazy
gout, you
do?
Should drink hazy IPA and eat a big steak. I think is probably the cure.
Raw chicken, I heard, is good for
got a case of the gout.
Attention, like BR. Attention, BR.
Like you just take a bite out of a chicken.
Yeah, just take a chicken. Bite it.
If we're going to keep talking about hazy IPAs, Roger's telling me California State Fair Beer Competition has added Northeast IPA category.
Oh, God damn it. Well, breaking news.
Breaking news.
3BZ exclusive.
Is that Roger? Boom. Pine and Palm.
Is he listening in live right now?
Yes.
Wow, how is he doing that?
He left his phone right there, guys.
<It's> all, just called him.
He left it on.
I'm going to see if they talk about me. Roger has left the Futon 55, by the way.
Yep, he went home.
He had to go home.
He got a couple of libertines in and said, see you guys later.
He's like, all right.
He's like, I have to go be cool somewhere.
I've had all the free beer.
Any
I
other
need.
Culture items, brothers, you want to throw in there?
That's throw what the mix? I got.
All right. Do you have any? Matt.
Am I a bro Nick. Too, or just like.
If you want a bro,
honorary
bro
tonight. Just an honorary well, bro. According to certain pictures, you're a bro.
That's somebody's foot. It's not a penis.
If okay. you say so.
Wait, I mean, I don't give a fuck either way what you guys think.
I mean, your car still have
it's basic math and science.
I've taken a mirror down there, and it is definitely a vagina. Just saying.
Does your car still have duct tape and zip ties?
What? My car? Oh, wait. Well, like for eventing? Eventing. Yes.
Air quotes heavy. Okay.
Then you qualify as the bro category.
Okay, right. Yeah. No, and I also have like jumper cables and fucking all kinds of shit.
You're just proper. Yeah, no, that's
children.
Shit. You fit, yeah,
and flares because it's either, no party without a fucking flare.
You either own a Volkswagen
ain't
or you're
nobody
a bro.
But a flare party.
I do have a Volkswagen. Yeah. All right,
there you go. That's your excuse for the zip ties.
And yeah, and you know if it's raining and you need to light a fire, a flare all day long.
Flare, lit a fire.
Yeah, you don't need anything else.
Survival guide 101.
Yeah. Ooh, a little bit more.
Thank you, Doug.
Oh, Dougie Poo.
Oh, Doug.
Such a man.
More
he is
special
a man.
Central Coast Brewing. By the way,
either
did
somebody
you see
doesn't know how to spell fire,
my culture item is you guys see Firestone's got a crowler.
They do have a crowler machine.
Look out. Firestone's crowlering now. You can crowler it up at Firestone.
Everybody sell your crowlers right now.
Are they crowling Whatever. Like, will they do, give me some pale
whatever.
31?
Whatever.
Can I just get pale 31?
You cannot.
Some pale 31
new beer, can't have Wookiee Jack in a crawler.
New beer from Libertine. Whatever.
Can I get Parabola in a crawler, please?
No. Blasphemy.
So this is fresh this morning. I interrupted Brendan, the brewmaster at Centro Ghost Brewing.
Oh, my gosh.
I kicked in the door on my way to Fresno.
I had
like seven cases of beer in the car, sour weirdness. And I'm like, I know the guys really like Centro Ghost Brewing, and they probably don't want me to just show up with a bunch of acid bombs. Hey, Brendan, he's like having this really important meeting with George, the owner of Centro Ghost Brewing, and some other guy I didn't even recognize with like a suit and a tie, probably banker dude.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, hey, guys! like my sandals and shorts all, I need some beer to bring to Fresno. And they're like, what? And Brendan's just like, wait, come outside. Like, talk to me outside. Like, hey, bro, got to the Perfect Pour guys. You got some beer for me? Or when he's like, well, I mean, I'm like, I don't want to interrupt your meeting, but I already did. So,
so can we do this?
Kind of
can we
make this transaction? Kind of need to grab some beer from you, bud. and we got this and another 4-pack of
stuff. I would like it if people just walked in and said, I would love to interrupt your fucking meeting because hey, I need something right now.
So this is Monner Haze.
Tell the truth.
So it's Monterey Haze? Street, but the hazy version of it. So they call it Monterey Haze.
Sad face.
But it's not. I'm conflicted.
Oh, it's not. Sorry.
It's not super.
It's not so super is it unfiltered?
It's not super.
Sorry, I brought you free beer.
No, it's really good. It's just I don't care for the name, but I like the beer.
I don't think this is actually the name. And I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this. So he did
nobody
this
listens,
with yeah nobody listens to this show. So he did it's on the board. It says Monterey Street, but he did a hazy version of it just to like see if anybody would kind of notice. So like when people like ask or like I was actually there a week ago where breaking news bah, 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 doing a collab with them. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah,
we were there doing the recipe stuff.
Called
and
slow buds.
He's like, oh, have you tried the Monterey buds. Street? And I'm like, yeah, I've had Monterey Street a million times. I like another one of those. He's like, well, this is a don't say anything. No one's even – so no one even like noticed. Like, so it's just like a hazy version of Monterey Street. I guess no one's even said anything. So he's
you
like,
you have
oh.
to have it enough to know.
So their last haze bomb release was Juice Box Hero.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. Juice but Box the –
stars in his eyes.
Cal Poly kids would come in and be like, oh, I want the juice. Can I get the juice?
The juice.
And it drove Brendan up a wall. And he's like, yep, over the fucking juice fucking pun names. Done. So.
I don't know. Don't if your card is going through, I'm taking it.
Right?
Call it whatever the fuck you want. Yeah,
if your cash is green.
Do you ever pre-qualify people just to make sure?
I had a great friend of mine who owned a steakhouse. He's like, I don't give a fuck. If you put ketchup on your steak, if your card goes through,
yeah. God, I love you.
You can murder that with there. Whatever you want.
So that's what I'm going to say. Hey, guys, brewers out there, listen closely.
Take the
shit
money.
Is saturated. Take what you can get.
Take the money.
Just saying.
Take the money.
Take the money and let them call it what they want.
I think the great Mick Jagger actually wrote a song about that.
Yeah, maybe.
Were you the consultant for the brewery's new project?
I consult for no one.
We've never done an IPA, especially not hazy.
Just open a whole brewery
take
about it.
Take the money, guys.
Take the money.
Guess what? All hazy
people
IPAs.
People are making it fucking rain out there for IPAs. So
I could just see
it.
You going on
the
Seth Rogen show or something, whoever. I don't care. Seth Meyers. There we go. Just being like, take so the money book. Just
yeah,
takes over the whole world.
Like, are you stupid or do you want money?
Are you stupid or are you stupid?
I think I'm stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
want to say.
Tyler's like, I'm not hazy, bro.
So the last
maybe I should be hazy.
Yeah, dude.
The last time I was at Libertine, which was awesome, it was like 2 weeks ago when I got my weird chickens at the farm supply
slow
store.
Slow or Morro Bay?
That is so slow. Okay. So slow location.
I feel
my
so bad for Morro Bay now.
But when I'm in Morro Bay, I go to that location. But I got a tomato soup and grilled cheese, which was
oh, I had that the other
rad.
Day.
It, was, really it was super good. Yeah, it was super good. But there was this like redneck that kept coming up to the bar, and he's like, "So everything you have is sour?" And I would have just started fucking lying to him. Be like, "No, this one isn't sour." Because power of suggestion, right? I'd be like, "Oh no, this one's not that sour, right?
Right?
It's not that sour." Right?
Yeah. Well, we have like 76 drafts.
You have a lot of
20
guest taps.
Of them are ours.
How many guest taps do you have?
Yeah. 50.
I can't do math.
A lot. Yeah.
56.
Gee, yeah.
Nailed it. See that I was math like, in my head.
Lots of, there's lots of pages in your book.
And none of them are fat tire because I just, don't want to make any money.
I have one request.
Again, Tyler hates money. Stupid.
From June 11th to June 18th, can you just make sure that there's Speedway Stout or something equivalent on draft?
Or like 1554.
For our stepdad. Something? He's a cool guy.
I know
only
a guy.
Drinks.
He's a cool guy. Cool guy, huh?
Cool guy.
You're a cool guy, huh?
Yeah, you think you're a cool guy, huh?
But if you had something dark and stouty for him,
we always have dark and stouty.
I know someone that has Speedway Stout.
Had it.
That's
just saying.
A lot that I've ordered.
Makes everybody's life easier. He doesn't have to break any necks.
Tony Bag's fridge has everything.
He'll break necks.
He's not breaking any necks. Okay. Knock it off.
He's, okay.
He's not.
We always have great. So one of the things I've kind of done and kind of put my foot down, soapboxed it was, and we've actually had arguments with our management staff on is we have like about 10 or so like IPAs and pale ales. And the rest of the 76 taps are sours and barrel-aged beers and stouts and all this stuff. And it's like, oh, like Fantomon draft took forever. Like we had our one keg of Fantomon. It took like 4 weeks, a month to go through. We had Degarde on. It was just sitting there. And people were like, see, this doesn't sell. And it's like, I don't care. Like, guess what did sell? Like Pivo and some of our pale ales and stuff. And that's great because we're having them fresh. And they're like we're going through 2-3 half barrels a week of all these different things. So all the pale ales and IPAs that you want fresh are fresh because we only have 10 or 12 of them on at a time. Like, oh, people want more. It's like, no, that's cool. If I sit on Speedway Stout in a keg for 3 months, it doesn't matter. It's still going to taste delicious and it's cool and it's awesome.
I love that that's everyone's dumb and just they look at that Degarde and like, I don't know what that is, pass. And I'm like, yes, I can walk in. There's still Degarde on tap. This is awesome.
We had Fantôme in a keg. Fantôme in a keg. I've never seen Fantôme in a keg in my life. I'm 32. I've been in the beer industry since I was 18 doing this shit. I've never seen it in my life in a keg. It sat on our freaking keg line. I actually got 4 kegs of it. Don't even ask me how. I had to like sell a kidney to figure out how to do it. 4 kegs and we're on our second keg 2 months into it. And it's like, this should be like
gone.
Fantôme? Like, are you joking? So we have Cantillon Fofoon.
I was just about to say, plug Sheldon Brothers Party on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Cantillon?
Cantillon Fofoon on draft.
I didn't know Cantillon was on draft.
They don't.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It doesn't happen in the United States very often.
I keep telling people, and they're like, what's that? I don't get it. I don't care. we should probably have a line out the door around the block, right? Like,
I'm going to be there.
But like, okay, well, I'll just drink it all, I guess.
Cantillon. On draft, you're gonna have a
Cantillon. It's Cantillon Fofoon, which is
what's the Fofoon part?
It's their peach sour.
Yeah, it's
which
like
is
the rarest of the rare one of the Cantillon on draft. And we have like 3 people on Facebook said they were gonna go or whatever. I'm just like, oh, cool.
Tony said they may be. They're definitely.
It's Tony, his girlfriend Ashley, and Ryan Tallett. Yeah, Ryan Tallett. That's it. That's
cool.
Well, I guess we're gonna have a hell of a Cantillon party. We're gonna get loon crazy up in here.
3 people in the line.
Well, you had loons on opening weekend, and
this
I
is
a
slow location.
And those all went.
Yeah, we had a case on the list, and it went in like 2 or 3 days. And I actually went and bought Belgian pour baskets, and
it was,
I was
so rad.
Like real freaking Belgian pour basket. If you order one of our beers or like any kind of bottle or bottle conditioned beer, you get it in a pour basket. Like, I'm trying
what
to be thorough.
What
about
is
it.
That?
The Belgian pour basket?
Yeah, what is that?
So if you're talking about like traditionally in Belgium, like all the beers are bottle conditioned, and there's like sediment in it. Right. Well, you don't it in champagne. When you do champagne, you like disgorge it and you're taking all that out. Well, in beer, we don't do that. We just say, hey, it's here, it's here. But you don't want to like pour like that sediment in like the last pour. You know what I mean? So what you do is they make these like wicker baskets And so you put it in it, and then it's at like just the right angle so that when you open it, there's like the beer is like on the edge. It's just like living on the edge, just right there. And then you Steven start Tyler. Pouring it. Yeah, it's Steven, Steven Tyler in. And then you pour, and just the sediments just sits there. And so you're never standing the bottle back up. It's always at that kind of 45-degree angle in this wicker basket. So you're pouring. I thought it was the lamest thing ever. For years, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm Snooty McGoot's Belgian guys. And I actually like bought one and brought it home. And I'm like, Shannon, of course, my wife makes fun of me because she makes fun of everything I do. And that's why
so
I love
why
it.
So why is there four?
I seen it.
And so I'm like, I got it. I'm like, whatever, let's try it out. And like, I used it a couple times. And now I'm like, it's like one of those things like a decanter in wine. Like once you use one, you're like, oh my God, this makes it so much better. Like, why do I not use this for everything? So now like every stupid bottle, I'm like, wait, get the wicker pour basket.
Whoa, get the wicker.
It's just like, really? Let's just drink the beer. So I ordered 30 of them for the restaurant. I'm like, no, we're doing this right. Like we're going to like do this. And like, once again, nobody cares. And now everybody, now not only my wife makes fun of me, all of our thousands of customers that come and make fun of us, but.
Well, so when I went to Belgium,
those people.
There's this place in Antwerp called the Culminator, which is a really like quirky, interesting beer bar.
The Culminator.
And I'm pretty sure when you go into the Culminator, like I saw that movie.
Welcome to the Culminator.
Yeah. Das Culminator, yeah.
Who's in the Culminator does not know that the war has ended. Like, it's just floor to ceiling fucking newspapers, right? And just a bunch of old people. And there's this like novel of beers that you can order in there, and this old lady will disappear for like 30 minutes and come back with a basket of beer. She's like, I've got your thing that you wanted. And it's like,
I have
been like covered in cobwebs, and she like opens it. She's like, yeah, that's gonna be like, you know, 10 American dollars, whatever. But yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, the Culminator, if you go to Antwerp or Antwerpen. Yeah, definitely check it out. The Culminator.
I want my beer to be served like that from now on.
It's amazing.
No, when I asked some of my coworkers when we were there, I was like, should we tell them that like the streets are clear, that the war has ended? Because I feel like we should let them know.
The windows are still shut. She's pretty never sure. looked outside.
No, that shit blackout was intense. Curtains. We were the youngest people das there by like bombers. 80 years, yeah. For sure.
Wow.
Like, yeah, wow. It was crazy.
I want to do that.
And when you walk in, they look at you like, oh. Somebody told them about the Culminator.
Yes, you're American, I could tell. Yeah. You smell of America.
Give them the basket.
Give them das Basket.
Das Basket. It's good times.
Moment of silence.
Ouch.
Man, I saw the magic behind it right now. I feel like you know when you go to Disneyland. Have you ever been to Disneyland and like gotten the real tour where you see like the like,
don't go underground?
Yeah,
see Goofy with his head off. Yeah, like no, no, mommy. What we got going on here, Tony Bags?
So that is Effective Dreams from the Modern Times with the collaboration with. The Great
Modern
Notion.
Who? Modern who?
So that was on the Looking Out For last week, and Mikey's like,
God dang it, phone.
He's like, this is one of those beers Tony that we'll never Bags. Find. Tony Bags.
Tony Bags.
And oddly enough, my neighbor was in San Diego last weekend.
Michael Bianchi.
Mike Bianchi, who's fucking rad dude. He works for
Mike
Firestone.
Mike Bianchi.
And he came to Tyler through this really rad party last Friday. Featuring all of the local breweries from Slow to Ventura, and all the money and all the proceeds of all their sales went back to the
Brewers Guild,
the Central Coast Brewers Guild. And so Mike was there, and he's like,
"Once again, I don't like making money."
So he's like, "Oh, he's like, I bought you guys a beer," and he brought me and Tyler each a can of the Effective Dreams, and I'm like. Oh, well, I'm going to save this for the podcast on Wednesday.
Good job, whoa. Tony Bags.
You mean Friday?
Your trip Friday is Friday, now bro. Acceptable.
It's national or it's World Beer Day World or whatever. Beer it's Day. Beer Day, bro.
Thanks.
Welcome. Hi.
But so, yeah, so Effective Dreams.
Effective Dreams, Modern which, Times.
It's awesome because it's two of my I love Modern Times, as everyone knows, and I love Great Notion, as Mikey saw in San Diego. What do I need to drink? Just keep drinking that.
Where's Great Notion at?
Portland.
Oh, okay.
They're the hot. Oh. They're the hot Portland brewer
Pacific
right now.
Northwest. Oregon.
Oh, they had Pacific Northwest.
PNW, bro.
At the Festival of Dankness, they had a booth, and me and Mikey's like, "Where do we need to go?" I'm like, "Let's just stay right here.
Let's just stay in this area."
Like 20 years ago, this what would delicious. Festival of Dankness have meant to people?
Weed.
Yeah.
2 years ago, it still meant weed.
Because I still just think taint. I don't know.
Festival of Taintness.
What kind of taint are you around?
It's, welcome to the Festival Here comes of Taintness. Taint talk.
Festival of Taintness.
So Festival of Taintness.
This yeah. Modern Times beer reminds me
Wild
of
Yeast.
Remember the
originator of Wild Yeast.
Remember the juices you'd get in the plastic. It was like a non see through plastic bottle, and it had a little twist yes. top on the.
Yeah, and you had to peel the side off the top. Around
but
it
the
off.
Plot that like the top was like part of the bottle.
Yeah, it was like a winged top.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's talking about Otter Pops.
No. This is a juicer, like juice bottle. Little, it looked like a soda bottle, but it was tiny idea. Plastic. Juice
but it was
bottle.
Soft plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a soft plastic. Yeah. It was like frosty was plastic.
Cool. And it would always stain your teeth.
Yeah, like how you would do a milk when you do the milk, you peel the little. Right. Type and then pop off. Yeah,
it's like some weird Kool Aid.
That's what that beer reminds me of for some reason.
Like I get that.
Yeah, like a waxy. Yeah. Mm.
It's good, had, though.
With I like flavored it. Juice in it, yes.
Have you ever juice? Had hot jello? It's the best.
Hot jello?
Dude, hot jello.
You ever had a
shit.
Meat straw milkshake?
I thought
here we go again with the meat straw.
I thought jello was a liquid in a hot form.
It is. But my band is called Hot Jello.
Oh,
nice.
Jello Biafia?
Was that when you stemmed off from Green Jello?
I love
Hot
that
green
band.
Jello.
That was such. Little pig, let me in.
So apparently, Puddle of Mud is coming to Fresno.
Yeah. What happened to that band? That was a song.
They played. They played it.
Are they playing it full circle next week?
No, they played it at O'Sullivan's, like, not too long ago.
Green so Jello.
Maynard's. Bump. Sings on one of their songs.
He did or used to have a house in the Central Coast. I think it was. So
he played at
O'Sullivan's. One of the two.
They played at O'Sullivan's in
Santa Maria.
They Josh Snow's place
all the time.
A friend of mine, a local promoter, he brought him through two or three times, but he always bragged about going to his Central Coast house because it was like an arcade party house, and.
Is that the same guy? The same guy as bringing Puddle of Mud?
Maynard from Tool does the not by the hair of my titty.
Really?
Yeah,
well, and I hear when Maynard, he can't get into his house, he just huffs and puffs. And blows
that is some knowledge right there.
That's some knowledge.
Knowledge.
Bloom, 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 bloom. Guys, before we get into voicemails, we have one.
Wow, we haven't got.
We have one very special email voicemail. I have not listened to it.
Hopefully
I don't
Paul.
Know what's going to happen here. It's not
the,
Paul.
The look on your face right now.
It's going to build up. It's building up. It's loading up.
Oh, I'm peeking.
My God,
I'm peeking.
The pressure.
And boom goes
come
down.
On, come Chew. On. Come on. No, pew, pew, pew. Maybe. I don't know. We're just, it's still building.
Oh,
how's your beers going, everyone? I like that.
I like this.
Effective Dreams is very good.
Stacey's
it's
out.
Super good. Rad Stacey's done.
She's over.
Over.
It's over for Rad Stacey. Nothing is over.
Well, all right, here we go, guys.
Hey guys, I am walking because I live in Paris and we don't drive so much.
I know who it is.
It's Mitch, you know, like Mitch, but with an N. I have tried to call you before, but I was in the metro, so now I will email you. I'm a very big fan of what it is that you do. I have a
Sounds
YouTube
fishy.
Channel because I am also a beer geek, tasting niche, and I love the cold beer. I have a question for you. How was it that you say? I don't understand this as the indie beer. What
indie
does
beer.
It mean, indie beer? I don't know very well the automobile or the Indianapolis, so I don't understand this. Is it better than the beer artisanal or craft? You tell me. I am here with the Duval, which is not at all craft, and I am waiting for the good ones like Firestone or Walker.
Oh.
Voilà. I have as a question, but connect with me at Tasting Niche. You know, I listen to the podcast. I follow you, you know. But bisous, les gars. Au revoir. Merci, merci. Ciao.
Thank you, Niche. She's just doing a funny French accent for us.
That's her real accent, bro. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Tasting Niche.
Gotta go pat down.
Tyler has to take a breather.
Dude, I wish she was around when I was in Paris last year, because I would have.
Oh my gosh, you were in Paris last
year? You would have visited
her. She was
her.
There. She was there. She's been there long
enough.
Dude,
So, oddly enough, I did not plan this. Wink, wink. Our Airbnb was 37 steps away from a place called the Academy of Beer.
The Academy of Beer, Niche.
And then
Tony Bags was at
around
the Academy
around the
of Beer.
Corner was a place called Brewberry. And so in Paris, everything's outside. Like all of the tables and all, they all set it up outside like a patio. So it starts pouring down rain, and I feel bad for this poor beer tender. He's by himself. So me and Ashley start helping him move in tables and move in chairs, and he's like, he's like, thank you so much. He's like, I have a gift for you. I have a gift for you. And he opens up a bottle of Three Floyds. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I'm like, I can't get this at home. How the fuck do you have this? And they had Cantillon on tap that they were willing to, like, they were selling in growlers to go.
Wow.
But it was funny because they had Lagunitas and Firestone Walker coasters in frames hanging on the wall.
Yes.
Like, they were so, like, it was nuts.
Yeah, bro, I have that all the time.
They had their beer of the month.
That's your outrageous French accent.
Their beer of the month was Orange Avenue Wit from Coronado Brewing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, that's what a good the beer, fuck? Man. This is so weird. But, yeah, Paris's beer scene is funny. But when she said Duval, I'm like, yeah, because they're – whatever it's called, like their Budweiser Coors is called like 1664 Cronenberg. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking awful. And I drank the shit out of Duval while I was there because it was cheap.
Yeah.
And it's 8.5% and it's delicious. But so when she said it, she's like, I'm drinking Duval. I'm like, yeah, because there's nothing else to drink.
Wait, so who is that person?
That's Tasting Niche. She has a YouTube channel. She is a YouTube beer celebrity, Niche, and she, you know, she's got all the things. She's got the life, man. She's got the life. She's
so aces. That was a real person.
Yeah,
that was a real.
Oh,
person.
I do.
When she was. She's an American living in Paris that speaks French very well.
I'm and so jealous.
Speaks the American well, but she was putting on a funny French accent for us just
because I would.
Just because it's fun.
She eats, lives, and sleeps craft beer.
Yeah.
Especially over there.
She just does everything beer.
She's done beer consulting and just everything under the sun. And she even brags about how much she listens to.
Well, Matt, podcasts. Maybe you should marry her, okay? Jeez.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
Guys, sometimes we talk on Instagram.
The only single asshole.
She like totally damn DMs it. Me.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Gosh, guys.
But yeah, I was asking people for a job. The last couple of days I was there, Paris is fucking rad.
That's just what you do. Like when you go to Hawaii, you're just after day five, you're like, so how do we stay here? How do we figure out how to stay here?
If anybody's in Hawaii at the end of April, Libertine,
what?
Which would be me, will be out there for like 4 days.
What?
Yeah, come say hi.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a
island
collaboration?
Which island?
Oahu, Kauai. So Oahu, Kauai. Or not Kauai, sorry. Oahu, Waikiki is what I meant to say.
Kauai is the best.
So we're doing a collab with Agreed. Beer Kauai's Lab best. Hawaii, which is a brewery out there. And then we're doing a
I love gold!
An event with Village Beer and a couple other spots too. And then we're
surfing.
Are
you going to do the YMCA?
What
Village
is that?
Beer.
I don't know. Oh, I get it.
Are you only going to eat pizza while you're there?
Young
pizza.
Man.
Pineapple pizza.
Pie with pineapple?
Yeah.
I love pineapple pizza.
Hell yeah.
So do I.
I don't understand this whole hatred.
Gross. Don't put pineapple on
pizza. Boo. Pineapple pizza.
Boo.
Yes. That's what I'm bringing to your wedding is pineapple pizza.
Well, you're going to get turned right the fuck away.
Yeah.
Tell me you're driving.
559-492 0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network. Leave us your voicemail of things you think we should talk about. I assume it's going to be beer related, hopefully.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll try to solve your other problems.
This beer is called Axel Grows.
Axel Grows. I like Axel Bros.
Axel Bros.
I feel so
I don't do a lot of market research on anything or ask anybody's opinion. I just
Come up with your names?
So
Tyler.
This is a the best our Goza.
Whoa, holy fart in a glass.
Yeah, it's super farty. so this is going to be in bottle for another about month and a half before it's released. The flavor's there. The nose is a little fart knocker.
A little.
That'll soften.
Jovi could put this nose to shame.
Yeah. Come on. This is nothing, dude.
Dog farts in this studio. You having to witness those.
But
you need to blow the head a little bit to get that smell out.
Buddy of mine, Kurt, has Sans Liege Winery. So we took his Grenache Rosé.
That's maybe the most epic thing ever. That's
technical.
I think we need to go rewind that.
That was a technical term. Blowing the head. Oh, yeah.
We need to give Stacy some working room here.
Whoa.
Go on with the growth.
Yeah, whoa, little rake here. I need a little.
Just blowing those farts off the head. You know.
The color's rad if you check out the color.
So it's a little less weird.
I want to see the color.
And the flavor's.
See what happens when I go pee and I can concentrate?
Oh my God. Release the pressure.
So what I heard you say is we got another pre-release beer on the podcast?
Very pre-release. Man. 2 months pre-release.
We drink pre-release beers, dude.
Pre-release on my back.
Pre-release show. We're a podcast. We only drink pre-release.
I know you
want
to come back on the show, but what do you got?
What do you got that no one else has seen before?
Yeah,
this is.
I'm just trying to suck up.
We want to make SD Beer Talk jealous.
Motherfunky.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah, everything I brought was handled and tasted by like thousands of people.
Perfect Pour. What's going on, boys? Hey, it's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
I just left my local Total Wine.
Uh-oh. It's all Total Wine talk this week.
$20 challenge. I picked up a bottle of Funky Buddha's Muy Bonita. It is a double brown ale with apple, cinnamon, and vanilla added.
Had it.
To try it. And I also picked up
a
4-pack of the Triangulation Imperial Stout, a collab between Cigar City, Oscar Blues, and Perrin.
It's windy in Florida.
Is that the same thing? Try this.
A collab.
You guys have been doing some great shows lately. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Florida State.
And I will talk to you guys soon. Later. And keep up the
good
work.
Good job, Forrest Steve.
I think
is it a collab if they own each other?
I think a collab is when you just work out together and then make a beer.
Let's go work out and make some beer.
Hey, bro.
But is
that how's that for men are looking? Good, bro.
Does that count as a collab if they own you?
Because
Oscar
God.
Blues bought.
Here we go.
All right. Let's get real, guys. Everybody's all right. Here's waiting. The deal.
Real
no,
here we go.
No, I'm not trying to start a fight. No, fuck that. I'm
Does
asking.
It count if you're still a human?
What?
I'm going to throw a tasting.
I've never been asked that before.
Matt's going to pull us back to a beer podcast.
I was going into this beer expecting it to be a lot tartar than it was, and it was not. And I am surprised. The pink color and how easily that was able to drink.
And Matt's not wearing any panties tonight.
And one of my socks.
I'm staying at the Pelicano. So.
Piccadilly.
Another Italian guy.
Piccadilly.
The Pocadillo.
That's how much on my Uber driver. Like, take me to the Pocadillo.
The Pocadillo.
Yeah, fucking son of a bitch.
The fuck, man.
Told you 12 times.
Is it goddamn right, Pocadillo?
Well,
Scotty
I'm
Bean.
In the driver's seat, but I'm not really driving.
Parked.
Still running, though, so I guess it kind of counts.
Driver's seat of life.
Well, anyway, I'm in that weird spot. I'm in between.
I think I met this guy
the
today.
Show records.
Yep.
And when it releases.
Wait, you missed Skype.
That's right. I'm in the Thursday zone, folks.
Thursday.
So I don't know what was mentioned or anything about the dry hop Skittles or the fact that I didn't address that on the voicemail that me and Steve and Zach left. So I want to address the dry hopping with Skittles challenge from Paul.
Skittles aren't so hops.
There's a few ways to do it. It have to re-ferment, though. So, Paul, do you want it to have the sweetness of Skittles or just the fruity flavors of Skittles? Because I could add it after.
He just wants you to taste the rainbow, Scott.
It'll re-ferment those sugars. It'll give it more alcohol, but it'll lose some of the Skittles flavor because a lot of what Skittles is sugar. So it's going to lose some of its Skittlesness.
I could dry hop it in the beer, and
I could add potassium sorbate.
Yeah, to stop it
from re-fermenting. That's what you add when you're back sweetening a cider or a mead, or if you're back sweetening anything. You're adding a fermentable. You don't want it to ferment. Well, anyway, think about it, Paul.
Think about it.
Do you want it to re-ferment and possibly lose some of its Skittlesness? Or do you want it to maintain its sweet Skittlesness?
I don't think you can
think about it. Also, what kind of style do you want it to be?
I want it to maintain all Skittlesness.
I guess I can choose the whole thing.
And color.
But I want some input. I want some feedback. I want some discussions about dry hopping with Skittles.
You can't dry hop with Skittles because Skittles aren't hops.
Or maybe
I want Randall.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
That's dry hopping with hops and Skittles.
Fuck.
It's like fun.
It's fun.
All right, well, anyway, keep
That's
up great
fun.
Work.
It's not fun.
And I'm in the driver's seat.
I am pondering.
Scotty B.
I want to Randall it with Skittles. Can we still Randall?
Oh.
Do you have any commentary on that last voicemail, Tyler?
Tyler was in deep thought on that one. He's like,
Scotty B. Tyler was listening to that thing intently.
I bet Scotty B. today.
You met
right?
Scotty B.
Yeah.
tonight.
He's actually a very nice guy, surprisingly. No, I'm just kidding.
He's an asshole.
That is so funny. He comes up and he's like, hey, Tyler, I'm Scotty Bean. Tyler looks at him and goes, oh, you're the dude that's driving.
Yeah. Double celebrity right there. Gave
Double
it right back.
Celebrity.
Yeah. The first thing was Skittles. There's no aroma in Skittles, and normally things that are "quote unquote" dry hopped. You're trying to get aroma flavors out of those.
Heavy quotes,
yeah.
Heavy on the quotes.
So I'm trying to like the whole time thinking like maybe you get aroma when you because like there's flavor in Skittles, and most flavors is from smell. And
a whole
blah.
Lot of purple Skittles.
So I'm like, wait, if you just bite into Skittle, do you think it's like releasing aromas and like I don't know.
I believe
it's too much. My mind's exploding.
Getting a lot of rainbow.
I feel like I've never thought this hard about Skittles in my entire life.
Retro nasal.
Skittles are delicious, and the only way they get Skittle flavor is from fake garbage compounds anyway, so just squirt some fake garbage compounds in your beer if you want to make it taste like Skittles.
Skittle beer deconstructed right there.
Because the fact that you can get Skittles like 3 for $0.99, you know.
There's anywhere. No Madagascar vanilla bean in there.
So you're just saying pour vanilla bean.
But they do dissolve well in vodka.
Make your
it's pronounced vodka.
They actually dissolve. Do they actually dissolve?
They do. So there's actually a lot of
science.
Yeah, no
science, bro.
But you have to like separate the colors. But yeah, you can dissolve them in Skittles. You get huge color extract, and then all that Skittles, like melon or whatever the fuck you're looking for in Skittles. But you know, I don't know what would happen though if you boiled them. I mean, if you put them into like a boil when you're making your
wart, I can tell you what happens.
Candied candy.
Well, you still had two babies, so I don't know.
When you put your balls in the boil, does it go to the windows and to the walls?
Well, till it drips down
the
wall.
I think he goes to the windows.
I want to talk a little bit culturally.
sorry.
Hey, guys. Over it. Zorro, not Zorro.
Zorro, not Zorro.
I want to talk a little bit culturally. Just some news here in L.A. So recently, the Los Angeles County Brewers Guild pulled out from the LA Galaxy event that was going to be taking place because they felt that it wasn't representative of the independent craft brewers that they were sort of representing. You can see more stories about it online for the details, but it just kind of also prompted me to think about Fresno up there and if there's a guild up there, is there a Northern California Brewers Guild sort of encompasses.
Nope.
Fresno, and just what sort of representation and promotion there is, you know, in your guys' area. Maybe
it's
same,
a clusterfuck,
you know,
up here.
We have Fresno Grizzlies
what,
sponsored by Tecate.
Recently
did. Anyway, cheers.
Yeah. Wait, there's no Thank guild or anything in the Central Valley here?
No.
We have one homebrew club.
We have
we would like to start a guild with the CCBA, but
yeah.
It has not happened. There needs
What's
to be,
holding it up?
Well, basically, the Norno and the Sono just can't agree.
Who's Tracer?
The Sono.
It's just that the fact that
they're... Brett's mom's really pissed off about this, so we're not going to talk about it.
Oh. Just the fact that there's like a 100-mile like radius that we'd have to go, that's just the issue. Is
the Sacktown
to get
Bay
the 60
Area
breweries in one location, that's...
Well, that's, I mean, the same thing with the Central Coast, where our guild, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves, goes from like Santa Cruz to Ventura.
We represent the brewing
the brewers, the brewing
brewers.
Ooh, that Halter Ranch, though.
Also, Ranch, yes, what he mentioned there too was that the LA Brewers, they pulled out of that thing because I think there was a lot of Golden Road action,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, no, bro.
Well, the Padres just, I don't know if you guys saw that article today.
That's
that I
too much,
down.
Too many Golden Roads.
I think that,
so many Golden Roads.
Okay.
I think San Diego Beer Talk posted today that,
SD Beer Talk.
So
Petco
fun.
Park has gone, Elysian 10 barrel Goose. And
oh, I liked Petco's beer selection.
Kicked out,
really?
And they kicked out Stone. Stone had their own beer garden in Petco Park.
Kicked their shit out of that. Too big.
No, for fucking 10 barrel and
Tim Barrel. Oh, sorry.
Elysian
is falling. That's not good.
Get it close to
the fuck Tim Barrel.
The Kraken.
Yeah.
Whoa!
That was nice. I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Stone still has a footprint in there.
I think we're going to change I Love Gold to
Oh, yeah. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Ooh-oh.
Oh, my.
Sorry, Tony.
Aqua.
The show is taking a dive.
Stacy's never been this drunk before. Holy shit.
I have.
No, this is the soberest she's ever been on this show.
The thing is, Stacy
without clam jam.
I completely emptied my bladder like 5 minutes ago, which was
a clear, clear notion of what's
going on. My mind is totally clear, yeah.
Where's your other half tonight, though? Where's the
She's
She was working.
She's working.
And I didn't pay my tabs. Sorry, Shayna.
She's like,
sorry,
just hang on until I get done, and then we're going to go eat sushi. And I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah, there's no
have
sushi
podcast.
Going on in Fresno after 11. It's all done.
Whatever, the place we went to
Fresno
sushi.
Fresno does have good
the place
sushi,
we went
though.
To sushi today, they closed it. Like, they're like, can we close your tab out? Because we got to go. And it was like 2 o'clock.
Maybe, 2, yeah.
Oh, you're eating downtown?
I will say, though, that when I...
Umi?
Umi, yeah.
Umi.
When I podcast with Shayna, she takes me out for gin first, so that's why I'm not too surly.
I like gin.
I'm just kind of whatever. We go have blue cheese and gin.
This Halter Ranch is delicious.
I agree with the caller.
You fancy.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. New caller.
Go ahead. Tyler, go.
I think for us, I don't want to speak for all breweries or are it. Two quick things. It is tough getting everybody rounded up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the board. I've been from the vice president to just a board member to secretary. I've pretty much done everything on the board. And now I'm just like on a board without a thing for our Brewers Guild mm-hmm. over the last 5 years. It's tough to get everybody. It started out it was tough just to get the downtown slow breweries, let alone to get everybody. Now we've expanded all the way down from Ventura. Like Bags is saying, all the way up. Now we're trying to talk to Monterey, which would be Sante and mm-hmm. you know Alvarado and these places. And it takes a few dedicated people, which I know is easier said than done. I'm not that dedicated. I mean, I've been on it that long and doing it, but a couple of people. But I think it's really important, I think it does grow a good community of things, and it makes it so it's not like. Oh, I know that guy, but I don't know that guy. You know what I mean? Like when you're all there together, like building something. I think like too out here, it's the valley or whatever. I mean, I'm just thinking of it like mm-hmm. Central Coast, you know, and then the valley. Like, it's spread out, but to drive from Ventura to Santa Cruz takes like 4 hours. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, so it's not it's a big thing, and you have chapters. I don't know. I don't want to like
oh, there's nothing 4 hours in the valley, so yeah. We have yeah. that.
Well, and I think too that with artistic, you know, I mean, just thinking like artistic license and artistic whatever, that's what brewing is, right? That getting people together is sometimes just not easy because we're all in our own world, you know. So, and California's huge. Everyone thinks it's like 2 miles wide and 800,000 yeah. miles long, and we all fucking surf or whatever. But that's not.
That's not how it is.
Yeah, but when you know when
maybe in Morro Bay
when yeah. the Central Coast Guild started, it was slow. And then it went from, you know, in slow, I use that term loosely, it was Paso to AG was a no. stretch.
Right.
And it's grown and grown and expand. And so
what's AG?
Arroyo Grande.
Arroyo Grande.
Okay.
Come on,
really? Bro.
You didn't know that?
I'm just some guy.
He's just trying.
No, but like,
anyways, I don't want to spend too much time on it. But hey, it's doable.
There was people here that didn't know what Norno meant. So come on.
So now you get
and the
your
Sono. Now you know. What
you
that
get
means.
Your bitching yeah. little.
Even if it's downtown Fresno, you guys in full circle, like get together.
Who you guys? That really cool Facebook video that went out this week.
What, Tony Bags?
The Facebook video that went out this week. It was like a virtual tour of the downtown, where it had Tioga, it had Full Circle, it had Border Hawk,
the Ale Trail,
it had Zax, it had Zax Brewing, 411, and.
That's what the Brewers Consortium in Central Coast House turned into. So now we call it the Central Coast Beer Trail. So if you ever see those maps, Central Coast Beer Trail, that's something we're actually able to pull off after like 5 years of like
battling,
trying working. To get it. That we all got everybody like throwing a couple $100 and we bought these little maps. So every brewery, all 30 of them now, have it in the tasting rooms or restaurants or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you go in there and you go look.
If you
look,
don't want to be
like,
a part of it, then fuck you.
Well, you're just not on the map. And then back to the not doing fest things, that's something big that we've, I don't want to speak for everybody else, but for Libertine at least, we've pulled out of, not pulled out like we're pouring at everything, but we probably pour at like 5% of the things that people want us to pour at now, because there's so many of them, and a lot of these things are, you got to look at your ROI and like what it's worth, and when...
And
you
that's
look at it.
Rate
return on investment.
Return on investment. Yeah. If I'm going to go pour at something, I want to make sure that I'm donating a keg that I can make X amount of dollars pouring in my tasting room is not going to be wasted on some drunk fest that
like
you're saying Golden
fest.
Road is pouring
Golden
at,
Road's
and it's just
there,
like the Golden
Budweiser's
Road Beard
there.
Fest, and it's like, well, what? How is this helping me? You know what I mean?
But when everyone walks up and says, "What's your highest thing?" Like,
yeah,
what? Oh, yeah.
The thing.
So now,
thing like Corona.
So now with the guild having we had a 401c3, which took years to get, so we have a legitimate nonprofit organization now. It's like, hey, why aren't you donating the money to that? If you want me to pour free beer at a beer fest and you're saying you're a nonprofit, what's a nonprofit? Like it should be the Brewers Consortium. So it's kind of one of those things. I don't know. I don't want to sit on too long on it, but.
I like it. I like that.
So what's this beer we're having right here, the Halter Saison?
Halter Saison. It's last year's release, member release. It's a collab we did with Halter Ranch Vineyards up in Paso. So it's their Peak Pool Blanc grapes.
And what does Peak Pool stand for?
Peep, poop, peep.
Peak Pool.
Bronzy. It means lip stinger.
Oh. Maybe. Oh, it's a very like acidic,
say niche
acidic
would know
grape.
That.
I didn't know.
See, I'm a sommelier.
Wait, that's right. You did wine before you did beer.
I did. Nice. Oh, I did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're still in voicemails.
Yeah.
It's Paul.
I didn't get this.
Oh, Paul.
Bevmo parking lot report.
Back to square one here, guys. Back right. in action.
Good. About damn time.
I wanted to take up the issue of this Total Wine scenario, Total Wine, their business strategy, trying to put Bevmo out of business. I'd be a little more concerned about it if... Bevmo wasn't just another corporation. It's just one big fat corporation trying to put another big fat corporation out of business. Yeah. So if Total Wine was trying to open near local bottle shops and trying to put them out of business, I'd be a little more but so pissed off about it. That was the Starbucks strategy back in the 90s. They would look for places where independent coffee shops were successful and then open a
and
Starbucks
right across
the street, which is even more
than the local
evil
places.
Than that. But yeah, let the big corporations duke it out. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I owe a debt of gratitude to BevMo, of course. You know, I can't walk down the street anymore without people coming up to me and saying, "Hey, aren't you the guy who does the BevMo parking lot report?" I'm signing autographs.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, Paul. Glitz and glamour, all because of BevMo. So I appreciate them. But, you know, do I care if one big corporation goes out of business? Nah, I don't know. I don't want Total Wine to knock them out. I don't want people to lose their jobs. I like being able to make fun of BevMo. I hope they stay in business.
You've done.
But,
what's my motivation here?
Anyway. All right. Hey, I think that's it for now. I will talk to y'all later.
Paul.
He gave his own intro.
That's a good perspective because we're like, because we're kind of getting all excited about Total Wine being here.
Yeah.
And then I think it was Zoro, not Zoro, saying how their practice, Total Wine's practice is look where BevMo's at and just open up by BevMo. And then eventually the BevMo will close because we'll fucking underprice them. Fuck you, Total Wine. But yeah, Paul's perspective is like, they're both assholes. So really don't worry about it.
I wouldn't look at it that way. I mean, I look at it as you can get your beer at both places. BevMo will lower their prices, inevitably. I mean, having
Total Wine says we'll match any price.
Right. But they'll just keep matching each other. I mean, that's
just match.
That's just what we'll do.
Like, can I just keep going back and forth from BevMo and Total Wine saying, they say they'll give me this for $9 a six pack. What will you guys do?
I mean, so suppliers have known that Total Wine was coming to Fresno for about 3 years. I mean, we knew that they were coming.
Shopping,
looking to do it. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, they, you know, look around, but, you know, I mean, they'll just price match and check it out. And each one will offer something different in terms of, like, you know, the nickel wine deal versus the, you know, beer deal, buy one, get one for a penny or whatever. I mean, it's just going to be.
Let's do that deal.
Or buy three, get one for a penny. I don't know. But
never mind, I'm out.
Yeah, I just.
Too much for my book.
Yeah. What am I, rich?
Over it.
I think it's fine. I mean, they both will play off of each other and both will be fine because everywhere that a BevMo is, a Total Wine will open and they. Well,
let's face it, Fresno loves its retail.
We love our chains.
Because it's safe.
Oh,
you know, chains are safe. We can look them up online,
and they have clearance sections
because you can never break the chain.
And I'm not gonna lie, I bought a lot of wine there.
Hey, Perfect Four Podcast, James
Hernandez. Hey guys.
It's been a long time.
One of the owners.
Heard you guys talking about Total Wine and BevMo.
BevMo.
Yeah.
And kind of talking about how some of the little shops are getting stuff before BevMo. A lot of that reason is because a lot of the little independent shops can bring stuff in when the supplier has it. Immediately because they can make those decisions. But frickin' BevMo, you have to fill out paperwork. You have to send emails. Pretty much the wholesaler, if they want their product in there, have to do all the goddamn work. And BevMo just sits there begging for the product all the time and bitching when they don't have it all the time. So you could tell I'm a little bit irritated because I have to put up with this crap all the time of BevMo saying, where's our specialty stuff? And I'm like, hold on, I'm not done doing your job for you yet.
Turn on your fucking POS indicator,
BevMo
fucker.
BevMo needs to get their shit together, man. They're a pain in the ass to deal with, and I'm over BevMo. Anyways, talk to you guys later.
Preach it, brother.
Keep up the good work. Later.
Another reason why I love James. Bakersfield, though. Love you, James.
Fellow owner.
I love all of our email back and forth.
Is there a New Belgium owner handshake? Do you like doing the line good question. Is there a new Belge handshake?
There is, but I can't show you.
Oh, come on.
James knows it.
Wait, Big James, James is a new Belgium owner?
James from Bakersfield.
No, he's an advanced. He's like the craft beer guru.
Oh, so he's the Fat Tyler of...
You say he's the Fat Tyler?
Fat Tyler.
Not you.
Fat
Tyler. Not you.
You've put on a little bit since you've been here last. You're the Fat Tyler of Bakersfield.
Working on my beer gut.
Better get back in them waves.
You gotta get some more surfing in, bro.
I call it the Hank Hill bod.
No, James is the...
thanks, no thanks?
Yeah, he's like the craft beer...
specialist.
Well, yeah, like the... rep, whatever. I don't
know. Really craft rapper.
I'm slightly craft beer rapper. James, craft you're going to be rapper. Rolling your eyes he right now.
He is the
so
Bakersfield
sorry.
Craft beer ambassador.
There you go. Fuck wow. Right. Ambassador.
Thanks. This voicemail is for Dorktown.
Uh-oh.
Nope.
Shh. No, you didn't hear that. Prank caller.
This is for Dorktown.
Are you talking to me? On an open line? Prank caller.
Hey, Mike, you know what I'm doing right now is I am watching the Angels play
bells. No,
that dumpster
this
fire
is not
up
bells.
In Oakland called
this
the A's.
Chino Yacht Club.
Hopefully you're still awake.
This isn't my private line, dude.
Yeah, it is.
You get service all day on opening day. And
the A's beat game. You on opening day, motherfucker.
But anyway.
Wow.
Go, Angels.
That did happen
to me. Who is?
Go A's.
Yeah, we lost. Yourself.
Wait, I thought the Angels won.
They won.
Not on opening day.
They won today and yesterday, but not on opening day. The most important of days.
I don't sport.
How was your opening day, Mikey?
Yeah.
Big Cod Drinking. We'll do that real
okay.
quick.
Okay.
Because we're going to have to scam through that.
What are you, the perfect 4-H for you?
Really? Last call of the episode.
Orale, chew your beer, myself.
Chew your beer's back.
He did, dude.
Crazy weekend, guys. Chew your beer was really out of it, Holmes. Like, I really got sick. I said, like, life-threatening, Holmes. I was
out. Shit.
Yeah.
Out of commission for, like, 4 or 5 days, I said. I don't remember shit. I was fucking hallucinating, eh? Like, 105 fevers, I said.
105.
You got 105 fevers. That will fry your Holmes. Fucking brain.
Man, it was damn. Crazy, scrambled Holmes. It's like, it's funny, I said, because I kind of sat there in bed, Holmes, and I wondered, like if something would really happen to me, I said, like, how would the perfect for community know that Chew Your Beer is no longer existing?
We would know. Like, how would we
that
how
point,
would we
said, like,
that?
It was bad, eh?
Twitter.
Like, I lost a lot of weight. That's like the
you
only
gotta, your wife has got to get your Twitter account handle.
You know, I think we need to come up with a safe word. That said, like,
perfect
you know,
for a safe word.
You know, when you get with your high nine and you're fooling around it, and there's like a safe word that you use when she's being too rough with you. You know,
cinnamon.
I'm very gentle, eh? But my high nine, she's like really rough, eh? She likes to spank me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, Holmes. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just, you know, went through a lot. Just letting you guys know I'm still alive, eh? I haven't had a beer like in fucking 8 days. Actually, I had one yesterday.
He had a fever.
Fever, eh?
For
opening season, Holmes. I had a fucking Elmer Fudd, eh? Had a Elfit X delicious beer, but I don't know, Holmes. I feel like I lost the lust for beers, eh? Because of my illness. It all started with the beer. I'll call you back, and let you know what happened, eh?
All right, chill.
It's just cross-contamination, eh, between the glass. So make sure your glasses are clean, eh?
Uh-oh.
And this is
he's blaming
beer,
on cross-contamination.
And I'm still here.
And I'm telling you.
Is that Chew's heart?
I have to watch away.
In that box?
Peace out. Thank you, Chew.
So, free stuff?
You know, speaking of clean glasses, though, that is a thing. I mean,
yeah, fuck yeah, it is.
Quality.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
But there's only two. too.
You think you could get sick from cross-contaminating your glass?
No, not sick. I'm just saying that it will taste sick.
Well, yeah, I get that.
But okay. No, he so we were trying to do that get it.
Oh, I think it. I think so.
We were trying to do that. We were trying to do that get it on Saturday in El Segundo.
But all they got was freaking hepatitis.
And I left my wallet in El Segundo. Get it. Hepatitis, get it. But Chew sent me a text, and he's like, dude, I'm still recovering from trying to fucking not die, and yeah, whatever he had fucked him up bad. But
damn, no one else got sick from that. Get it?
No one else showed up to the fucking get it in El Segundo,
fuckers,
three and a half hours away, except for me and fucking Kelly,
bunch of assholes.
Did he quite possibly have any red rope licorice?
Did he touch his face after you?
But but at least Chew
did he touch his crotch?
Chew reached out to me.
A double cider urinal.
Chew reached out to me and he told me he was literally fucking dying.
He knows
nine.
Front to back, right?
Did you see?
Everyone else was like, "Oh, I have things and stuff to do," and I'm like,
"No,
fuck you guys! I've planned this for weeks."
I'm telling you.
I got things to do.
Hey, I don't assume anything.
So, okay.
But as always, because she's always the best, Kelly showed up.
Kelly.
Oh, Kelly's rad.
Kelly's the best.
Oh, yeah. You sent me a text of you guys all O-facing.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know. I could probably find it.
Is that what you replied back? O-facing. Whatever.
Like, whatever, O-facers.
Whatever.
O faces.
Having fun with your O faces.
You know what? Kelly always goes above and beyond, out of her way whenever I'm in LA to come hang out, and she's fucking rad.
I go super out of my way when you're in Fresno. I like show up.
That's true. Stacey's been to my parents'
house. I have been to your parents' house where you gave me some out of date fucking shit.
Looking out for.
Shit, man, not my fault.
Looking out for.
I was told it was Fresno.
Looking out for beers.
I feel like that should be like brought to you by the darkness.
If you're looking out for Libertine beers, we have them all here.
Every single one of them.
Come
by. Just give them the address.
No.
Oh.
No. I don't know. I want them to.
We are at.
You can never get
1, 2, 3, 4. Go fuck yourself.
You can never get this.
Meet us behind the Foster Freeze. Yeah. On Bullard and Palm Avenue.
I'll meet you there. That little park.
That's not funny.
There's a little park you behind the Foster Freeze.
The Foster Freeze in San Luis closed, and it's
Bullard
died.
High students know that's where you went to have a fight after school.
Ooh, fine. Bullard High, the wannabe Clovis school?
That little part. Shut up. Clovis West is a wannabe Bullard school.
It's called.
Whoa. Never mind.
Clovis.
Let's make a photo with everybody.
Sign turns brown, you turn around.
That's fucking never.
I've only been to Fresno twice. This is my second time.
You're what? Saying that the Prickadilly?
Yeah. I did the same thing. I literally did the same thing both times. I went to Goldstein's.
Golden
and then
hair.
I went to here to the podcast. Hey, I did add in Tioga.
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 And Full Circle.
And I went to Full Circle as well.
Oh, what did you think of Tioga?
Tioga was rad.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I got the VIP tour in the back by old Matt here. Showed me around.
Oh, I'd like to get that.
They were getting ready to leave, and I was like, "Oh shit, you guys want to see the brewery?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, that'd be cool."
Whatever.
I'm all about fermenters, bro. Show me fermenters.
You know what's funny is I've been to Tioga probably 9 billion times.
I haven't had a.
And then I come with Tyler. I come with Tyler, and Matt's like, "You want to see the brewery?" I'm like, "What the fuck?" What am I?
Right. You just gotta bring Tyler.
Bro. I have keys to both all the buildings, actually, so I could do things.
I have Let's keys go right to now. Goldstein's.
All the keys. Ooh. All
right. Whoa. All
right.
Let's go right now.
Yeah.
It's still open.
Tell me that.
All the places.
All of the things.
Like hump all the barrels?
All or something?
I gotta call my boss right now and tell him I'm totally sick.
Wait, you guys work the next morning?
Yeah.
I had to work.
I get up at 5:45.
I have to be into work before 2 o'clock tomorrow.
So. I have to be at work at 8 a.m. in 1:55 fucking slow.
Is okay.
That.
Yeah, to frost some cupcakes.
That.
What is it?
Annabelle's that guy's got to be at work at slow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Bro. I know. Cupcakes.
Oh, Nick's here. Hey.
And Nick. I have a work with.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
With whom? You
work
Patrick from Stone.
Oh, that'll be fun.
yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, Jonas texted
Matt,
me.
Matt, are you looking out for any beers?
Yeah, Jonas is in town, too.
I know he texted
What are you looking out for, Matt?
We're going to Libertine tomorrow.
I know.
I don't know if I've seen this beer recently or if it's good and or if I've had it before, but I seem to have drunkenly took a screenshot of Alaskan Session IPA called Kicker. So I don't know if I've had that. But.
Ooh, Alaskan Session IPA.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that too. Yeah.
They're a little late to the game.
I would like to glom on to your looking out for. I will look out for that.
They're
as well.
About a year behind, so they just got the telegram.
They're like, oh shit. That's a thing.
Next year, they'll come out with hazy beers. So
when I was a wee child back in the Dizzy. In the beautiful
Dizzle.
Pacific Beach, San Diego, mm-hmm. I used to go to the firehouse, and above it was literally above a firehouse on the beach, and beautiful waves, everything. I was super poor. The only way I could afford anything is if you went a happy hour, everything was half off.
Mm-mm.
So half off beer. So we got Shannon and I used to get half off nachos, where these giant delicious nachos we could both eat and be
nachos
stuffed.
Is like your theme.
Yeah, I love nachos. And then Alaskan IPA, and it was the they would go from like whatever the Alaskan like seasonal was at the time. So half the time it was their IPA, then it was like their summer thing with like that whale jumping out of a
right. yeah,
vagina or whatever the hell it was called.
Whale girls and vaginas.
Whale vaginas.
Got a lot of what? Good good memories with Alaskan. Vagina. Alaskan beer.
Is that like – wait, what is whale vagina? Is that like – it's like Anne Hathaway vagina?
It's an old wooden ship.
Yeah.
It's diversity, like, right?
I don't know.
Natalie Portman vagina.
Yeah, Natalie Portman. Like,
how dare you? Natalie Portman is a saint, okay?
I agree.
She's –
why never don't mind. You name a beer after it?
She's a
Portman. Natalie Portman is a saint.
She's a gorgeous Jewish lady.
that show has fallen off the rail.
Nick, are you looking out for anything? Matt, were you done with you're looking out for?
I'm done. Yeah.
Okay, Nick, are you looking out for anything?
I'm still looking out for my little tiny baby parabola.
Little baby parabola.
Oh, motherfucker. I thought you had one. I would have brought you one.
No, it has
Tony
not.
Bags
I'll bring you one on Saturday for Rad Stacy's wedding.
Rad Stacy.
I won't be there.
Sorry.
Rad no, Stacy. It's
okay. Oh, my God. See,
can
I feel so
can
bad.
Can I invite my brother?
Can I invite my brother?
Like your plus one? Yeah, totally.
Plus one.
I'll give it to Matt at Rad Stacy's wedding.
Is there
wedding.
A nacho bar? That's all I wanted.
So it's a potluck.
So, yeah.
So I got to bring my own nachos.
Yeah, fucking. Yeah.
Bring your own nachos, bro.
Don't give the parabola to me because it could end up in the hot tub, and I don't think that's good for parabola.
Oh my God, this fucking hot tub.
Yeah, and I just got a new filter, but I don't think it's good.
I've been already been proposed. Like, I was like, oh, Shayna at Goldstein's like, oh, are you coming to the wedding? I'm like, yeah. She's like, we're gonna hang out in the hot tub, and I'm like. Awesome, I'll bring my bathing suit. She's like, no, we're getting naked in the hot tub. I'm like, what
no,
the fuck is going
not.
On in this fucking hot tub?
I think it's spray bags with a
where
hose
is this?
Or something.
I'm going.
It's like the dog.
It's, I'm going to be in there in my swim trunks and my blazer.
Calm down, buddy.
That's going to be
calm
my
down.
Outfit.
My wedding dress has pockets.
Of course it does.
You're not wearing the mushroom suit?
No.
Flask
no
and shorts?
No death suit.
Are
no.
you, can you give me directions to the nude hot tub, Tony Bags? Because I'm going to that.
I don't know.
Did
I blink.
You say new or nude?
Nude.
Nude or nude?
I
can't
nude.
Tell what you're saying.
I don't give a shit.
Newly nude.
I will tell you this. It's near a fire station. So that all should right. narrow down
I'll
your search.
Looking.
It is. Yeah.
Look at this one over here. So nice. Hey, bros. What was that hot tub?
Hot tub.
I'll be like the mermaid girl.
From no, the next time you guys invite me on, which might be never, but I'll be married at that point.
Oh,
oh boo. Well. Yeah, why would we invite
congrats.
You on?
Why would yay. We invite you on after that?
Married again.
We don't like married people on
married
the show.
Married again.
I'm
second
not gonna lie. My fantasy, my perfect poor,
perfect
fantasy,
poor fantasy
baseball team.
I'm
is,
glad you said baseball after that.
Is, yeah, it was really weird. It was like, oh, Stacy's getting married. I'm not gonna lie. My fantasy,
no, my like, perfect whoa. Poor fantasy baseball team is named the Clam Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I did know this already, actually.
Choo, 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 choo. Are you guys, anyone looking out for something? You guys looking out for something?
Your dog is.
I'm looking out for those brewery hazy IPA cans.
Yeah, the brewery Hazy IPA cans. I will as well.
I mean, not really, but really. Yeah,
like, but kind of interesting to see. Yeah, I just want to see what a brewery does with a can and IPAs and hazy.
There's a brewery in Florida, Steve, that has a beer. It's called Han Shot First.
Yep.
Looking out for that.
Oh, no. It's She.
That's also a Pizza Port beer.
I'm looking out for that, too.
I thought it was She Shot First.
She Shot First is a bottle logic.
Bottle logic. Beer.
No, Han, it's a Pizza Port beer.
No, Han did shoot first, though.
He did, because Greedo would have killed him. He had to shoot first.
Fuck right, dude.
Can I?
I'm telling you.
Damn.
Here we go. What he had to do to get out of that situation.
What else are you going to do?
Situation.
You know, if you're a gunslinger, you're a gunslinger. Yeah?
You got to do what you got to do.
I'm looking out for more Libertine
Swizzle Stick.
More Libertine Swizzle Stick. Hopefully you can make that happen for yourself. Spilling. Since we're running long, one thing that I seen it pop up in town too. Evil Twin is an old fashioned lemonade IPA. I don't know that's if it's gonna weird. Be good, but it's just interesting.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
Evil Twin old fashioned lemonade.
Like they poured an old fashioned and a lemonade into a can?
And it's IPA with lemon.
By Evil Twin and not your father's?
It's just, I just saw Evil Twin. I didn't see Not Your Father's. Not Your Father's.
Sorry, I had to.
Not Your Father's Lemonade.
I'm looking out for more Pivo in a can. That's what I'm looking for.
I haven't seen Pivo. Is there something going on with Pivo, or are they making it normal? You drank it. Tyler is responsible for no Pivo.
You know, because it's a gold medal award winning beer, so obviously.
3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Tyler fills his jacuzzi with Pivo.
Not one.
That jacuzzi.
Three.
The jacuzzi. I have great success. I filled my Pivo jacuzzi.
Not one, not two, but three great successes.
Three jacuzzi.
Three great successes.
Three jacuzzi of Pivo.
I love that. Been caught drinking.
Yeah, bro.
Matt, what have you been caught drinking?
I also went to this Total Wine place and I picked up a six-pack of Hoppy Palm because I could not find Fat Tire cans, which Stacy told me they're probably sold out.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. You sold out of Fat Tire cans?
There's only two places in town that sell it, so three. There's not, Total Wine will be three places.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing at you as if I'm a news reporter, but I'm not.
Hard-hitting
back
news.
Back to you, Stacy.
And then I fake shared news. My second can of bacon and eggs with my coworker John.
Oh my god, it's so good!
It's like diner
it's
coffee.
So good.
It's not like your artesian blue bottle coffee. It's like you went into a diner and they gave you Folgers.
So good.
Or the what's the
U-Ban.
We went over U-Ban. There we go. We went over that last week.
I have a six pack of it.
Also popped open a can of Sour Bikini. Still love that beer. 3%
that is
sours.
One of the most underrated beers there is.
What is it?
Sour Bikini.
So Evil Twin has their bikini beer, which is a 3% IPA, and then now they do Sour Bikini. So it's a sour 3% IPA.
It's so good. I got one at Bottlecraft from Mr. Olish.
I think they have 4 packs at Whole Foods right now. So
no shit.
Yeah.
Is it just the bikini that got left on too long?
And that's the other joke of it.
Damn.
That's where you get bikini tan.
Fat Tire cans will be at my wedding. 4 cases worth.
I'll be there.
Wow. I will hide two of them.
I will be there.
My work wife is bringing them.
I'm going to hide two of those cases in the chicken coop so nobody else gets it.
No. Maybe? Question mark?
Maybe.
I would say
I love drinking
two cases
in
the beehive, but that's not a good idea.
No.
The beehive is not a seat. And it's not a toilet.
definitely like not. A toilet.
Someone is going to fuck that up.
You're going to have a rude fucking
awakening.
I got a
bee in my bunghole. I think there's going to be a Jewish man that messes that up.
No, he knows. He knows
okay,
where it is.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You really think he pays attention to anything?
No, he does. He pays attention to the things that are important, like beehives.
Wormhole bees.
The same
taint bees
coworker John, he also had a homebrew stout on tap. And a non-alcoholic, he had his own mineral water, which both were cool. So that was kind of a nice thing. Device brewing cans showed up in town via said friend. Well, the can van came to town, and so we
can van,
you know.
Oh, okay,
we did a little trade-a-roo. So they brought a Curious Haze, so I got to try one of those. It wasn't that bad. And then here, you guys ready for this pun?
I'm ready.
You ready to slap your knees?
Is it punny?
Hey-o.
Oh, they have Citramento. Yeah, a beer named Citramento. And it wasn't that bad.
Just no.
I just don't know if it's not that bad as like anything. I don't know.
Not that bad is a nice way of saying it's not good.
You should have said nothing at all.
So the,
no stars on
it. There has been other beers, but that's what I care to report.
That's new name for a beer. There's been other beers.
It's
that actually is a good beer name.
There's been other beers. There's other things going on in the world, but that's all I care. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Bearded Brewer 87.
This is cheese. Did you watch the bonus footage to Borat when he does the?
Oh, I don't think I have. Oh, maybe I did. Best part of Borat.
So if you go back and look. Borat goes through a like a Vons or something, and he's totally tricked this like general manager of a Vons to go through the aisle, and he keeps asking like, "So what's this?" He goes, "Oh, that's cheese." He goes, "Okay, yeah, this will go to what is this?" that's also cheese. He fucking does this for a goddamn literally the bonus footage. It's like a 35-minute clip of every single piece of cheese in the aisle, and he goes, "Yeah, that." But and he's like, "Yeah, that's cheese too. They're all cheese." And he's like, "Oh yeah, of course. But what is this?"
Oh, of course.
What is that's this? Cheese too. But the guy's like the most patient, nice person ever.
It's just fun.
If you have Borat, everybody's got that DVD in their thing. Go back and look at the bonus
or the swimsuit.
It's,
you have one or the other.
It's the highlight of the movie.
This is cheese.
Is the this that's cheese too? But okay, of course that's cheese. But what is this? that's cheese too.
Yes, I got something to do this weekend. Yeah. Finally,
the Nick 80 on the tap.
Finally, what?
The Nick 80.
What are we doing?
Been caught drinking.
Recovery beers.
Mm. Oh, I've seen it.
Oh, Nick.
Post 60 miles.
Why did you ride your bike on a freeway, Nick?
Because I live dangerously, my friend.
That's illegal.
Oh, not when I don't care. For you.
He goes,
ask me if I care about the law.
Do you care about the law, Nick? The law.
Yeah.
They probably saw your beard and they're like,
well, hipster. The law didn't give a shit.
He fought the law, and the law gave no shits.
Had my Argyle socks pulled up to my knees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I paid to ride the freeway. I'm a loser, but I did it anyway. It was awesome. The freeway's only 15 miles, though.
You look stoked.
So you were in a bike race.
Yep.
What was your placement
you look
in
stoked.
The bike race?
I won the race.
My placement was I won.
I won all the races.
I win all the things.
I saw this on Facebook, actually. Yeah,
yeah, I saw it too.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shit, bicycle riding. And then I just kept scrolling.
Oh, look, exercise.
Sounds like next. I'm not going to Whole Foods today.
I only build you up so much. You know, I don't want you to fall too far.
Okay, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they closed the freeway. I guess they say it's the only race that closes a freeway to ride. On.
I believe that.
In the Norno.
In the Norno.
Norno.
It's the Norco almost. North Clovis.
The Norclo.
Norclo.
Oh, the Norclo.
Taint freeway.
So what do you know? Who else closes a freeway? Tony Bags.
Yeah, Tony Bags.
The slow, whatever it is, they close off a part of the 101.
No way.
That's a byway.
Go.
That's
a bypass. They might close one lane and have one lane for traffic, but it goes from downtown slow to Madonna Inn.
Oh, wow.
That's a
there
segue.
It is. Segway.
It's a segue. I'm just kidding.
It's a minor street.
It's not official.
It's not
what
material.
Was your recovery beer?
When you live there, it fucking
Nick, what
sucks.
Was your recovery beer?
Like, oh, are we moving this along?
Bicycles. Yeah.
Okay. Orange You Glad, Tioga Sequoia.
Yay.
Had one of those today.
And then my personal beer fest was my 2014 Parabola.
Yeah. That's a goddamn good
My beer. Celebratory beer.
Full bottle, not mini bottle.
Oh, no. I did full bottle. I did all 22. You look.
Full bottle,
hey,
bro.
Look, I'm still here to talk about it. I could handle 22 ounces, Firestone Walker. That's all I'm saying. Do not need to be regulated.
Oh, don't like getting that tiny.
Don't tell
tiny
me
bottles.
I can only handle 12.
Firestone, Simcoe.
Isn't little, that a
you Central Coast regulate? Brewers, man, trying to throttle.
I know. Governor. Next thing you know, Libertine's going to be 6.6 ounces.
So, yeah. Where are the 12 ounce Libertine bottles?
What a dick that guy
I
is.
I wish. we've actually looked at doing the 500 milliliter, but it would cost like $30,000 to retrofit our bottling line. So, not to switch completely, but to have that as an option. Because a lot of our stuff, swizzle stick, like we were talking about earlier, that's like, oh yeah, where can I get it? And it's like, we had enough to make like 500 bottles and they all went to our membership. And it'd be cool to be like, okay, actually, we have 1,000 bottles now.
So,
and they're
no,
smaller.
Fuck that. You should just, everyone should be a Libertine member.
Yeah. Join our membership. LibertineBrewing.com.
There, LibertineBrewing.com.
Member, bro.
Member, bro.
I'm a member.
Will you ever can anything, you think?
I would love to. Yeah. Love to We've can. Tried. No one will let us
No can one's brave anything. Enough.
Yeah. So we have to buy our own canning line, which. It's going to be years away.
There's like nothing besides Firestone. There's nobody's canning on the Central Coast, right?
Oh no, there's Central a lot Coast of people. Growing. There's a lot of like.
They did that years ago. There's Central Coast.
Yeah, they just
brought you brand new freshies.
Yeah, there's some. Oh. So it's mobile canning, right, but the mobile canning guys are scared because they're like, oh, there's wild yeast in your stuff, so we can't.
Like
do
we're
it.
Running away.
Yeah. So I would love to do like our Edna table saison. Our Goza, and then do whatever our seasonal is at the time, like that Get Pitted or something like that, to get have pitted. In a can. I think, like for me, sitting on a beach and drinking a Goza that was made with seawater from the ocean that I'm sitting
Sounds
in front
awesome.
Of would be great. But I don't have $300,000 to buy
a bold, bold mobile canner.
Yet.
Hold off. Yeah, yet.
So if you get Come a canner with some fucking balls. The
there you go.
Wait. Slow Brewers canning.
Even if somebody did,
kind of.
Even if somebody canned wine, they wouldn't do sours.
What's that?
Said even if somebody canned wine, they wouldn't do sours.
No, they're everybody's scared. They hear the word Brett and they all run away.
Wine is high octane.
Wine hates Brett.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. La 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 la.
So I've talked to a couple people. I don't want to do it if it's not right. So we're waiting. We're patiently waiting. We're the bell of the ball that's just waiting to be crowned.
You're just sitting there in the corner waiting for someone to ask
we're
you.
We're just
to
waiting
dance.
For our princess crown.
40-year-old virgin.
Firestone
canned
Walkers
beer.
Canning.
Yeah, they are.
They're oh, wait, crowlering. They're canning. They're doing all of the things.
Thank you.
See what they want. Does Firestone have their own
cans
online at the brewery?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
They don't need any mobile. Fuckers.
No, they do their own canning, and they also do, for now, they do Boulevard canning, but Boulevard is putting in their own canning line in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Also, Barrel Works is getting their not canning line, sorry, their bottling line, like a real, not just like one at a time,
right.
The old milk jug thing. I think it might already be there, actually. But any day,
Barrel Works.
Barrel Works in Bolton, yeah. Really nice rotary cage cork. The same thing they're doing now, but just like in an automated, really nice fashion.
Less work, more bottles.
Yeah.
We have our own canning line.
New Belge. Oh, New Belgium? Oh, you guys are still brewing?
You guys want to know a fun fact about New Belgium? One of, like, probably my favorite fact ever about New Belgium.
What's they have a slide. Fact? They have a slide.
So,
Libertine
as an owner,
with them?
We already did that.
I know.
That was like that's 3 years ago.
We have two slides if you count the roof.
Collab? Had it.
Had it. I have had it.
That sounds like a trap. Yeah. Come to our second slide.
Yeah. It's, a slide. Drop.
It's a drop.
It's a drop. It's a drop.
Steady
as
she goes.
Anything's a slide if you
believe
in yourself.
As an owner, you have a key to the entire brewery.
I sure fucking do.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. So you could be some slophead idiot
so
from
far,
Kansas City, Missouri,
no
and fly in and swipe your card and you walk the place. So I'm not going to say the person that I was with.
Steve DeRose.
Maybe. I guess he doesn't work there anymore, so it doesn't matter, right?
He doesn't.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. We got ripped, roaring drunk.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, let's go get some beer. And I'm like, yeah, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah, I like beer.
he's like, no, don't worry about it. I got a key. We can just go like grab beer. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. Like,
oh, no, it's fine.
He's like, no. We just like walked in drunk as shit in sandals and shorts riding New Belgium bikes all over town. At like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, the canning line's running, and we're just like grabbing cans off the canning line chugging brewskis. And I'm going the whole time in my drunken brain, and I'm the most irresponsible person I know. You can ask my wife. She'll tell you.
I seen it. Yeah, I seen it.
Bag seen it. And I'm going, Steven, I don't know if this is a good idea.
Hey,
I feel like I'm either
really
going
to
go
for me be arrested,
or, I mean, I love what's happening, and I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life, but this is a really bad decision.
Because it's true.
And he was like, no, it's cool.
It's cool.
And we're just like, okay, and then he's like, you want to climb on some fermenters?
I don't know why there aren't more people
like,
doing this.
Yeah, I want to climb on some fermenters at 4 o'clock in the morning. And we climb some, like, 800-barrel fermenters in the middle of the night. It's crazy. He's like, yeah, I got this car to just...
All time the video is running.
Does all the things. And I'm like, I need to sell my brewery or just give it away or something and work for New Belgium. Like, can I trade my Libertine stock for New Belgium stock just so I can do this all day and just swipe cards?
Swipe card and get
open.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Beep.
New Belgium.
Fun fact.
So this is my key.
New Belgium.
And I was
Rad Stacy's holding up the.
Can I borrow that real quick?
Yeah, it's old. But yeah, I just put it in my back pocket, and I just like rub my butt up against the door, and it opens. I'm like, beep.
Look, my butt opens stuff.
I know.
It's this terrible. Thing's magic.
But since 2010, it's never let me down. This is the same card that was issued to me. It's like the old logo and everything. It works. So
yeah, it's yeah.
If you've never done the New Belgium, if you've never done the New Belgium beer tour, it's the second best brewery tour I've ever been
on
in my
life. What's the first one? Now, come on.
Miller Coors and Golden is.
Here we go.
We're going to get some calls about that next week.
Here we go.
It's its own fucking city. It's fucking rad.
I will say that Bert, which works for Tioga, when he had to go proof our first set of cans from. From Ball, he actually did do the tour at Coors, and he did say it is a phenomenal place.
Fucking amazing. But New Belgium, the best thing about the New Belgium, not the best thing, the coolest thing about New Belgium tour is you get to drink the whole way through it. And they're like, oh, you want to drink Fat Tire? You want to have Fat Tire? You get to pick a can off the line.
Kind of. Have you taken the regular tour, though?
No, I took the VIP tour.
So I've done the regular, like, Bozo tour.
Yeah, Bozo's.
And then I've done the, like, the VIP, tour. Like, I know people tour. And then I've done the, like I said,
industry
the drunken
tour.
Steve DeRose, like, fuck it. Bleh, bleh, you know?
Every tour there.
The regular tour is not as, I mean, it's great.
You
it's
still
get
to go on a slide at the end.
We still get to go on a slide.
The roof slide.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking rad.
But it's not the same. It's not the same at all. It's a different tour than the.
You should come on the Stacy tour sometime.
But no, the regular tour. You
we
still
end up
get
at the stakeout. Anyone from Colorado?
Fat tire
you get a Casey. You get a sample of. You don't get to pull a fat tire off the line. Does not happen.
No, but they bring you a. They bring cans.
If
and
you're
they
there
pour
on
them.
Fat Tire Brewing Day.
Yeah, and they pour you.
There might be a special thing.
Just let me know when the Fat Tire Brewing Day is, so I can pull a Fat Tire off the line.
If I get a Fat Tire off the line.
I still have my bottle off the line.
That's like
I wrote the date on it, and it's like sitting
in the only time I've ever wanted to fucking kill a beer geek, because this guy was like, oh, has anyone ever done this before? And he tried to pour himself a fucking suicide like he was 7. Because in the second stop.
I'm going to have triple and Tartastic and Fat Tire and
because I believe the first beer you get is triple because that is the first New Belgium beer.
First beer we ever made was Abbey, actually.
We probably got to wrap
it's
this
Abbey.
Show up, right?
Yeah.
It's just getting long.
Yeah. Sorry, so it's Abbey. No, then you go up and they have a pouring station. And this guy, and they're like, oh, you get to go pour your own beer. And this dude poured himself a suicide. He's like, has anyone ever done this before? And the tour guy was like, yeah, every asshole that thinks they're as cool as you are. And I'm like, I want to be friends with this guy.
Nice. Suck it.
But
thank you guys so much.
So much fun.
All right. I had an opening day at Personal Beer Fest, but we'll talk about that next week. Hang out for next week. That's a teaser for next week. What do you think about that?
I really want to hear. I'm really excited to listen to next week because I want to hear all about opening day. Because I don't sports that much.
I don't sports. You surf, bro.
Pro surfing and the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the only sports I care about.
Apparently, Tyler wants.
Oh, I'm getting so much more sounds in my earphones than I get on my little earbuds in my car driving around.
Paul digs it all. You know that Paul from Fairfax wants to play a set at Morro Bay Libertine.
I called in and gave him my email and everything.
Eagle Rock?
Never heard from him.
Uh-oh. Well, he probably hasn't had a chance to go to
Tyler at Libertine Brewing.
How, like, where is the brewing facilities at Morro Bay?
No.
Slow has the brewing
facilities. So San Luis Obispo is the actual brewing and cool ship room, and then after it's brewed and cool shipped overnight, it gets trucked down to our Santa Maria packaging and aging location.
So there's no brewing happening at Morro Bay?
I thought
there was
stuff
there.
There's barrels there. There was all the Stein Brewing and everything was there. We moved all that down to Slow now. So we're not producing wort anymore out of Morro Bay.
But it's still a rad location.
Because I'm right there. Last time I was at Morro Bay.
There's still 48 drafts, and there's still like 100 barrels in the basement.
So. We had a table right there on the window, and we watched two fishermen like do all
We
watched them.
That was a whale spout.
We watched them, you know, clean up their boat and do all their stuff with their fisherman boat.
You want to plan a fun beercation for you and your family?
Don't come to Libertine Morro Bay.
No, you go to Libertine Morro Bay during Castmas.
Oh, that's a good one.
And it's all cast beers. 2 years ago, it was during, I don't know if it was last year, but it's during the Lightboat Parade in Morro Bay.
We usually don't do it now during Lightboat Parade, but yes. Okay. It's a week before or after Lightboat Parade.
And 20 seconds or less, tell me why casks are better.
Why are casks better? 20 bags.
20.
They're not 19, unless, it, especially if it's 18, an IPA.
17. 16.
He did it in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
They're not.
Okay.
Jeez. But if you do a stout or
so
a
don't come
red,
to Cask Fest, I guess. Yeah.
No, just don't do an IPA on Cask.
As long as it's not.
Hey, Tyler, how's your IPA tasting these days?
Got figured out.
Yeah.
We don't make it.
Exactly.
No, and
okay.
So last week we had a mystery. We had two beers that were mystery beers that were dropped off at Tioga Sequoia, which is a way you can donate beers to the show. If you want to drop off beers, go to the beer garden in Tioga Sequoia, downtown Fresno. Drop them off. Say, hey, Matt, give these to Matt for the Perfect Bar. Well, somebody dropped off two beers at the beer garden, but we didn't know who they were. And Matt was like, here, I don't know what happened. Somebody dropped off
the bag.
Beer.
Says cheese. It's not somebody's name.
Beer Anonymous.
So I put it on Instagram, and it was Kelly. Kelly from Hoosecraft dropped off the beer. She's like,
she's amazing.
I put cheese on the bag. And we're
apparently
like,
she told me.
Well, cheese has like become like an ever, like a known, like she, it came from Kelly, but everyone just uses it now on the show. So
evergreen beer.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's Kelly, but. Kelly gives us. We're having an Eagle Rock Brewery Populous American IPA. Populist American IPA. Everyone has this? Enjoying it? Yes.
Those three beers in the corner were from Fontana Jim that Scotty B gave to me tonight.
Holy shit. Fontana Jim gave some beer. We got lots
of
beer.
We got some Santan and
cheers,
we got that
cheers
beer.
To Fontana Jim. Salvador Anton, Blind Lady Ale House.
Ooh, this is good.
Yeah, Blind Lady Ale House.
This is a great place. The Beer Vixen, really Chew Your Beer, Sarge Beer 356, Blue Ox 70. Blue Ox 70 popped up on social media for a minute there, so he's still out there. Dillinger 2230, Beardeo, Single Cam Slam, of course, and Bobby Diesel and all the golden gods of the Perfect Pour. All those people that donate money to the show on Patreon via Patreon. Tony Bags is one of the golden gods that keeps us in the black here.
And that's why he's allowed on.
So we don't lose our ass. So, you know, our wives and whoever's don't say, "What the? Why are you still doing that? It just costs us money." I can say, "No, it doesn't cost us any money, honey."
No.
The golden gods keep. We don't have to spend money on the show because of the Golden Gods. So
I'm netting $2 big cheers. A month.
Yeah, that's right.
The IRS is coming for you.
Yeah. No, I do have to actually put it on our taxes. Just so
retirement plan.
I have to submit it on our taxes. We made too much money last year.
Wow. Perfect Pour?
Yeah. Matt,
I would be calling it the Imperfect Pour then.
I have just three. There's
tax write off pour.
I'm not sure who this is, but me and Mikey both have them as a mutual. Did you mention Keef? K-E-E-F?
That's a weed reference.
Keef Dembonzo.
Keef Dembonzo? I don't think I did.
We are a recent untapped friend.
All right.
And then there is Chaz, which is old Chazzy boy.
Old Chaz.
Old Chazzy boy. Then there's Dan and Eric. So those are all my new untapped friends. So. Cheers out to those guys.
I'm not on Untapped.
Why not?
Boo. Can I do a
Why
cheers?
Why not on Untapped?
It's too much, man. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
Beer Llama. Cheers.
Mike. Hey, Beer Llama.
Cheers. Keef Dembonzo.
Yep.
Keef Dembonzo.
Alex Borg. Cheers.
Alex Borg. Cheers. You get cheers.
And Loyo, because she sent us pins and pins.
Loyo.
Oh, they're both pins. I get it now.
He just got it right now.
He's got it. Click pin.
Oh.
Pin button.
Oh, she gave us a pin and pins.
See? Pin and pin.
Oh, loyal. Drake's Brewing.
It matches. There's other stuff in the box,
Make sure to have Drake's Brewing from Southeast Base.
San Leandro.
Drake's Brewing.
Behind the Walmart.
Behind the Walmart.
Can I do a cheers?
Yes. Tyler.
No.
To Rad Stacy. I don't untapped. I want to cheers to Rad Stacy getting married on Saturday.
Yay!
So happy. One of my best beer buds.
Yeah.
Beer buds.
Beer buds.
Enjoy the day. It goes
there
fast.
There is going to be
rest
some,
up.
Some IPA.
It's not her
wedding.
First rodeo.
It's my second rodeo. Yeah, right. Totally.
All right.
First time I got married was in Vegas.
Ooh.
I
was
I heard that story the other day, actually.
But it lasted 10 years.
That's a lot of years.
That's all the years.
Mine's lasted 10 years so far.
Yeah. Nice. Did you get married in Cali?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll last longer, probably.
I hope so. My wife's pretty rad.
Callie's last longer.
Shannon is really
Shannon's
rad.
Shannon's fucking awesome.
And she is a hot number, man.
I know.
Yeah,
hang
is.
On to that, man.
I married up.
I'd I'm make okay her my that. Work wife.
He outkicked his coverage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Cheers to Shannon.
Cheers to Shannon. Yes. Yeah.
Yay.
Sure.
Brewer's wife.
Yeah,
that should be a podcast.
A lonely the lonely life of a brewer's wife. Yeah. That's the
there's a podcast.
And I'm marrying some dude named Doug.
Doug.
He's a manly, handsome man. He's like a rugged. Have you ever seen the movie The Revenant? He's like the Revenant guy. He's like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I call him my Manther. He's a little bit older.
I vote that the show should be called Versus Wedding Bells. It's
Man Panther?
It's going to be Fat Tire Bells.
Fat
so I nominate
bells.
That the show.
You want the show title?
Show name, Fat like Tire Bells.
Okay.
Fat Tire Bells.
I'll mark that down in my moleskin notebook.
Cheers to Kelly for coming out to the Get It in LA that me and Kelly only people that show up to.
But that's still a Get It. Two people.
Yeah, that.
We had to get it at the Libertine, actually, the other day, Bex.
We did.
Remember?
Yes,
nice.
We almost tagged you in a social media post.
Oh.
Almost got tagged.
Almost got tagged.
Yes. Can you get it with
so
yourself?
So close to getting tagged.
No. That is a good question.
Why not?
That is a good question, Stacey.
That's considered a personal beer fest.
That is a personal beer fest. That is not a Get It.
A personal beer fest? What the fuck is that?
When you're by yourself and you're drinking all the beers.
You're like, I'm getting it, and I've got a mirror, and we're getting it together.
The other night, Larry Team was a goddamn fucking shit show.
Who's that sexy guy drinking a 13%er on a Tuesday night?
Joe's hey, birthday. You.
Nick on Nick.
Nick on Nick action.
Are you on Snapchat? Why, yes, I am. Send me something, bro. All right, I will.
Somebody just indicated that they screenshotted that.
Ooh, oh, that was... Actually, you screenshotted that? What are you going to do with that? Yeah, you don't want to know.
We had to get it the other night at Libertine also, because it was me, Tyler, and the Beer Pope.
The Beer Pope! The Beer Pope's got a podcast going. I heard you on the Beer Pope's podcast.
Yeah.
Cheater,
you cheated on us.
Pumpkin
you
eater.
Little cheater.
You're still my first love.
We win.
I can't. Beer Pope's podcast. I can't think of the name right now.
Does anybody listen to the Central Coast Craft Beer Radio?
Oh, yeah,
on
sure.
The Crush 92.5?
Right.
The Crush 92.5.
The Craft Beer Chronicles.
Craft Beer Chronicles. Listen to the Beer Pope's podcast. The Craft Beer Chronicles.
Come on.
You can.
So, Tyler, how can we? When can we listen to this show?
Every Friday on your drive home. Around
my,
five your,
my Central Coast, my Central Coast drive home.
Yeah.
Well,
or you could just log on to your computer at www.thecrush. I don't know.
92.5 The Crush.
Yeah.
The station manager is like, God damn it, Tyler. Fuck.
I'm not good at this stuff. I know I'm on a show sometimes, and I host it and stuff. Up. Yeah. Pretty much. We talk about crushable beer.
Crushable. We're only crushable beers.
That's one word for
we
it.
We only talk crushable beers. Thank you everyone for listening to the Perfect Pour, perfectpourpod.com, perfectpourpod on social medias. Everyone be safe. Have fun, but be safe. Have fun, but be safe. Fun. Thanks for listening to the longest show ever.
Yeah. Woo.
Where was really? The tension? Where was the tension, Tony Bags and Tyler?
I love Tyler.
I love Tyler.
I feel like we came off a little angry.
No, I was telling Kelly this weekend, I'm like, everyone's going to expect me and Tyler to like fucking strangle each other, and that's not
round two.
What we do. We're best buds. That's not a thing. I love him. He has a bad outlook on beer, and I have a good outlook on beer.
He loves big beer. Alec on beer.
Wow.
No comment.
It's hard to find.
Some guys are okay with their little beer outlook. I'm okay with my big beer outlook.
Are we done?
You're done. I mean, we're done.